Welcome to Norwalk and the District 13 final between the Norwalk Warriors and the Sheraton Chargers. It's a day to hug your air conditioners, folks, and if you've made it out to Norwalk tonight, you know the conditions are hot, they're sultry, they're downright miserable, but we're in for a great battle tonight. Number 6 and number 7 in the final 3A standings, number 6 Norwalk and number 7 Sheraton. We had a great one the other night with Carlisle winning very close at the end, 6-5. Norwalk beat Pella 7-2, and it's set up for a dandy here tonight in the District 13 final. I'm Tim Millage. Alongside me again is Coach Kurt Smizer. Coach, good to have you back again, and we didn't sweat you out, and you're back for the Norwalk Nachos once again, I see.
Yeah, it's good to be back, Tim. And again, like it's hot. Boy, I'm glad I'm not down there catching tonight or pitching, but should be a good contest, too good. So I'm excited to see what's going to happen.
Yeah, we've talked about the district, and either one of these teams or whoever would make it out of this district and this sub-state definitely will earn it. Sheraton game on Friday night, and now to face the number 6 team in the state. Miserable, but lineups and the first pitch from the District 13 ball game between the Sheraton Chargers and the Norwalk Warriors. You're listening to Charger Baseball on Thunder Country KIIC.
The big question this fall isn't if the Hawks or Cyclones will have a winning season. It's what are you taking to the game? Check out Sheraton Ford Mercury for these tailgaters or great gas savers, like the Ford Focus at up to 35 miles to the gallon, or the Ford Fusion at 29 miles to the gallon. The Ford Escape makes for a great tailgating SUV and gets 28 miles to the gallon, or the Taurus at 28 miles to the gallon. So stop by Sheraton Ford Mercury for on-the-lot savings and new inventory. Sheraton Ford Mercury, one block south of the Sheraton Square.
Interiors and More at 215 South 7th and Sheraton is now under new ownership. Stop in today to say hi to Chris Feehan. Let them help you when it's time for something new. That's Interiors and More in Sheraton. They're hoping for a win tonight. Go Chargers!
Kent Farm Management and Real Estate in Sheraton specializes in the marketing and management of agricultural land in South Central Iowa, as well as meeting the needs of people wishing to live in a friendly small town atmosphere. Their real estate agents are eager to show you their farm, residential, acreage, and commercial listings. Their experience in real estate and agriculture runs deep at Kent Farm Management and Real Estate in Sheraton. They look forward to working with you, whether that investment is your personal residence, private retreat, or good Iowa farmland. Let them share their love of rural Iowa with you and make your next investment a great one. Kent Farm Management and Real Estate in Sheraton. Now is the time to consider selling your farm. You won't find a better promotional deal than the one that Red Hawk Realty is offering. They'll sell your farm for a 1% commission for one day only.
That's right, 1%.
There's limited space for listings. This sale will be August 13th at Lakeside Casino in Osceola, featuring live video and live internet bidding. This is a once-in-a-lifetime promotional offer. Call Todd at Red Hawk Realty at 641-203-2242. Keep more of your money. Sell your farm for just 1% commission. Call Todd at Red Hawk Realty for more information.
The Chuck Wagon is now serving ribeye steak sandwiches every Wednesday. When you're looking for something great to eat, make sure to stop at Chuck Wagon. Everyone at the Chuck Wagon is pulling for a win tonight. Go Chargers!
Home builders come and go, but Roger Bingham of Bingham Construction has been building homes, garages, and doing remodeling and general repair work since 1972. To be around that long, you must be treating your customers right. So when you need a new home or garage or remodeling work from simple to complex, see Roger Bingham of Bingham Construction and take advantage of 37 years of experience. Call 641-203-0578. That's 641-203-0578.
Do you or your loved ones suffer from sleep apnea? If so, you can sleep well tonight with CPAP equipment and sleep apnea supplies from Hammer Medical Supply. Our experienced staff understands just how important a good night's sleep is to your health and well-being. Hammer stocks the latest in CPAP, AutoPAP, and BiPAP technologies, and we offer a full line of sleep apnea masks from the top manufacturers. Stop in today to our Sheraton store at 914 Court Avenue or give us a call at 641-774-4600.
Red Haw Realty in Sheraton wants the Chargers to bring home a win tonight. If you're looking for a new home, Red Haw Realty has a three-bedroom home just east of Sheraton, located on 7.5 acres with outbuildings and a pond. Perfect location for country living. Let Red Haw Realty help you find the perfect home for your family.
The Fielding Funeral Home in Sheraton has been helping your family cope with the difficult task of making funeral arrangements for a loved one since 1856. Clark and his staff encourage you to plan now to take that stress and pressure off your loved ones at that time of need. For quality service and a caring, experienced staff, see the Fielding Funeral Home in Sheraton.
Working for you makes the difference.
Community First Credit Union.
With all the services our members need.
Community First Credit Union.
People helping people, that's how it should be. We're member-owned and that's the key. Serving you to get the job done. Our doors are open to everyone. Putting the community first.
Community First Credit Union.
This is Ann Kearns, mother of
Jill Kearns, owner of Piper's Old Fashioned Grocery and Candy Store on the northeast corner of the Sheraton Square since 1905.
We love Iowa, and being an Iowa business, we like to carry products from Iowa businesses, and we have quite a few.
We have had our two Iowa Potters for some time, Iron and Lace from Bettensport, and White Breast from Lacona.
The extra touch flavorings are very popular. And of course, my personal favorite salad dressing they make, country style. And they're cleaner, all made in Shenandoah.
I'd like to tell you about our newest, Two Sisters Pantry from Knoxville. Their mixes for dips, desserts, and breads are great.
So come by and check some of these out, as well as Iowa honey, barbecue sauces, pella bologna, and others. You'll enjoy your visit, Piper's, on the northeast corner of the Sheraton Square.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
Welcome back to Norwalk in District 13. Boy, things don't work well in the heat, me included, and we apologize. We've had some technical difficulties with our equipment, just not wanting to work very well in this heat and humidity. So Norwalk comes in ranked number 6 in the final 3A poll, 28-11. Sheraton, number 7 in the final 3A poll, 29-8. Setting up for a dandy tonight here in Norwalk. Let's go to Coach Smizer with the CNC cycle starting lineups.
Oh, nice. Thanks, Millie. Hey, we're going to do the Sheraton first there. The home team tonight on the scoreboard. They're out in the field. Leading off for Sheraton will be Cameron Canoose playing left field. Dalton Stites is in center field batting second. Jacob Kask is doing catching. Riley Pro's at second base. Turner Trinari is at first. Tyler Canoose is at third base tonight. Colin Ryan is playing shortstop. And DHing for him would be Tyler Berland. Cody Lundy is in right field. And Dustin Harbers gets some nod on the mound tonight for the Chargers.
All right, so Sheraton, obviously the visiting team, they'll be the home team, and Norwalk coming in as the visitors.
Up first for Norwalk here, Coach, is going to be Colby Greensdale.
And Greensdale fouls back Dustin Harbert's first pitch. Coach, I imagine the keys to the game are probably similar than that they were the other night, Friday night, in the district opener.
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, Sheraton needs to get out to an early start again. I think they need to play great defense again. Norwalk's usually a solid team. They can't give them extra outs, so if they can play good defense and continue to hit the ball hard like they did Friday night, I think we got a good chance.
Harbert's second pitch in the dirt outside, so 1-1 is the count to the leadoff batter for the Warriors. That pitch is blooped over the shortstop's head. Giving chase is Colin Ryan, but it's going to drop in there for a single. And so Colby Greensdale in there for a leadoff single.
Next batter here for Norwalk's Austin Dermody. All those Dermody kids have been good athletes. They've had a few come through here at Norwalk. So, you know, it wouldn't surprise me here early to see Norwalk try to do something, maybe a bunt, maybe hit and run. They're usually pretty aggressive.
Harbert's the stretch. The bunt is down. The throw to second is high, and Greenslade.
There you go.
Well, Colby, we'll call him. Colby's into second base safe. Nice bunt by Dermody. Fielded cleanly by Harberts, but the throw just a bit too high, Coach.
Yeah, and you know where he fielded the ball. He's right on the pitcher's mound. You need to get off the pitcher's mound and throw because everything's up when that happens. And Norwalk's in good shape here. Runners first and second, no outs.
Two on and no outs. Top of the first inning here of the District 13 final. And that pitch...
just a bit inside.
Wow, I thought for sure that that hit him. Boy, that...
Had a little late movement on it and stayed away from it.
That was pretty close. That's about as close as the shirt is on my back right now, which is stuck tighter than all get out. Harbert's next delivery is inside and low, and so a 2-0 to the batter.
Marcus Littleton is the hitter here, and he's got a little different stance. Coach Spiker and I were talking about him. He's real coiled up, but Spike says he hits it a long way. So
got that open stance with that left foot almost touching or pointing towards third base. Ball three is Harbert's, misses outside again, and Coach Smizer kind of alluded to this earlier. And very important for the Chargers and Dustin Harbert's to get off to a really good start tonight. So 3-0, Littleton taking no doubt here. That pitch is high and inside, and so Harberts walks Littleton to load the bases.
You know, this problem, sure Jake's upset in the dugout already because you can't give good teams stuff like this. But Sheraton needs to settle down here. Harberts get a strike across and make sure we get an out somewhere if the ball is hit. Not try to do too much. Get an out here early and get things rolling that way.
So Austin Katzurek, the utility man for the Norwalk Warriors, steps up, a big right-handed batter. Number 32, Harbert's from the stretch now. The bases are loaded. No outs here in the top of the first. That one swung on. It's popped out. That's a good out for Sheraton as Riley Pro goes back. And that's a high fly ball, and he actually drops it.
Nope, he caught it, Coach. Boy, it looked like he dropped it, didn't he?
Yeah.
They're calling it out because he did drop it, Coach, but it's an infield fly rule. The bases are loaded with no outs or one, so it's an infield fly rule. And even though he dropped it, he was on the infield. So it is an out, so Sheraton lucks out right there.
That was a sky-high pop-up, though. Riley Pro started towards second base and then had to come back towards first base, and it was up there forever. First pitch to the next batter, Mark Phillips, is high and inside. So Harbert find the strike zone.
Again, that kid helped us out to swing in the high pitch last batter, so we need the same thing to happen here.
Nice pitch by Harberts, fouled off by Phillips. So 1-1 the count. And home plate umpire going out to Harberts. Get him a brand new ball, maybe say something to Harberts. Good crowd tonight on hand. Actually, looks like the Sheraton faithful are here more than the Norwalk Warriors faithful to do than they did. Harberts from the stretch here, 2-1.
Yeah, good count for the hitter here, 2-1 with one out in the bases, Jack. So hopefully Harberts can get one off the plate here.
Inside, not where Jacob Kaska was setting up. Kaska was set up on the outside corner, and Dustin just having difficulty finding the... Sheraton can ill afford to walk a run in here. High and inside. So Phillips walks. One run comes in to score as Greenslade steps across home plate for the first score of the ballgame, and Norwalk takes an early 1-0 lead. Like to thank our sponsors again. Let me run through that list again. Circle of Friends, Kent Farm Management, Community First Credit Union, Hammer Medical Supply, Piper's, Pierschbacher Funeral Home, Red Hawk Medical Center, Johnson Machine Works, Sheraton Ford, Fielding Funeral Home, Sheraton Hy-Vee, Grace Baptist Church, Interiors and More, Chuck Wagon, Adam Barr and Edward Jones, Bingham Construction, and Red Hawk Realty.
Batter for Norwalk, Coach, going to be Corey Anderson. Second baseman for him, number 6 in the lineup. Boy, Harbert's just struggling right now to find the zone.
Yeah, again, Kaska setting up on the outside corner, and the pitch actually on the inside part of the plate. And so just needs to settle down here. Again, inside and high, so 2-0 the count.
Yeah, and you see how fast he's working. He's getting a little upset. He needs to slow down, maybe move a little bit on the rubber.
That went high and inside. At what point does Coach Schroeder at least make a visit out to the mound here, Coach?
I'd say after one more pitch. If he walks him here, I'd say Coach Schroeder will be out and talk to him, try to calm down. Maybe move him on the rubber a little bit because everything's inside.
3-0 the count. Here's Harberts. And so another... And now Coach Schroeder will make his way out to the pitcher's mound, and we don't have any word if he's going to make a change yet. And he actually is. So
yeah, he, you know, credit to him, because he knows how important this game is, and if they get down too bad, it'll be tough to come back. I don't think he's going to make a change right here, though, Coach. I think he just wanted Canoes to come in and talk.
Okay. Yeah, just one out here in the top of the first. 2-0 is our score. One out, the base is loaded, so trying to calm Dustin down, probably give him some words of encouragement. And we want to remind you that we enjoy getting your text messages. Remember, you can text us from anywhere in the world, 641-203-2624. Just put your name with that, if you would, please. We got a lot of texts the other night and didn't know who they were from. So if you're out there listening, please let us know, 641-203-2624.
Luke Kordick's the batter now.
And Kordick takes ball one, low and in the dirt. And, boy, this is the part of the game that's so tough, is the mental part. It's a big game. Dustin knows that. He's a senior. He's struggling here. Second pitch from Harberts is high and inside, so 2-0 and a slap of the glove from Harberts.
And he's such a great competitor. That's why he's been, you know, state wrestling and football and everything else. He's a great competitor, and he's just frustrated right now.
Here's the delivery. It's high and inside. And Coach Weedman, I'm sure, is just telling these batters, you've got to take until he brings it. They're barely lifting the bat off of their shoulders here. A 3-0 count now. And Harbert's from the stretch. That one's in there for a strike. So the Sheraton faithful give the praise that's deserved there, and we'll see if he can string two together here again. From the stretch is Harbert's. Here's the pitch. That one swung on. It's popped up. It's going to be close, but it's going to be out of play as Casca turns and lets that one go. So 3-2 here, and this would be a good place for Harberts just to take one himself here.
Yeah, definitely. You know, and just for the infield to make sure we get an out again. Because, hey, it's just 2-0. A lot of game left. We need to make sure and get an out here. Foul ball. Fouled off down left field line, out of play.
So 3-2 continues to be the count. One out here in the top of the first. Norwalk 2, Sheraton 0. And, boy, if we can get out of this inning just giving up two runs, I think you got to feel pretty good about the situation we're in. Here's the next pitch. Swung on,
nice
strikeout.
Job. Nice job by Harberts.
Dustin Harberts there. A little confidence for that young man. And two away here in the top of the first.
Nice job battling back, getting one himself, just like we just talked about. Now we got two outs here so that the infield can play deep and knock it down and get an out here to get us out of the inning.
First pitch high and inside to the batter, number 23, Alec Lavelle.
Nice job. I didn't pronounce that.
The French connection here in Norwalk. Fouled away is pitch number two, and so the count evens at 1-1. And like we said, if Harberts can get out of here with just two runs against his name, Sheraton's got to feel pretty good about that.
Yeah, you know, the bad thing about this is Dustin's got a pretty good curveball, pretty good breaking ball, and he hasn't been able to throw much because he's always been behind to this batters here in the first inning. So hopefully he can settle down and throw that more next inning.
Next pitch is high and inside, so 2-1 the count now. To Lavelle. Harberts from the windup now. Close, but inside, so 3-1 the count. Coach, you wonder if he's not stepping far enough. It doesn't look like maybe he's stepping far enough. Everything's high. Maybe he needs to get a little
release,
larger step.
Release point maybe down just a little bit. There's a good pitch right there, though, coming right back at him.
And, boy, that was a kind of probably a questionable location, but the home plate official trying to help the Chargers out. 3-2 the count. This is a big pitch here. Swung on. That's lined to shortstop. Caught by Colin Ryan. So Norwalk strikes first, but the Chargers and Dustin Harberts get out of the top of the first, giving up only two runs on just one hit. We're going to send it back to the studio. After just one half inning of play, it's Norwalk 2, Sheraton 0. You're listening to Charger Baseball on Thunder Country, KIIC.
Grace Baptist Church in Sheraton congratulates the Chargers on their winning season and would like to encourage them with this verse from Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1, to continue to run with endurance the race that is set before them. Grace Baptist Church in Sheraton.
Gas prices are way high. That's painfully obvious. So let go of the driving wheel and twist the throttle of a brand new Yamaha sport bike or scooter from CNC Custom Cycle instead. Hop on a Yamaha FZ6R sport bike and see what's more satisfying, the thrilling ride or blasting by drivers filling up at the pump again. Or take it much farther on a 115 mile per gallon Yamaha C3 scooter. You can even blur the line between motorcycle and scooter on a sporty T-Max, the real key to the city. Yamaha makes 6 sport bikes and 8 scooters in all, with up to 123 miles per gallon. So head to CNC Custom Cycle today and save gas and money without sacrificing your soul. Visit them on the web at www.cc-cycle.com. CC-cycle.com. CNC Custom Cycle in Sheraton, Iowa. They're a good deal better. Fuel economy estimates based on U.S. EPA exhaust emission certification data. Actual mileage may vary. Home builders come and go, but Roger Bingham of Bingham Construction has been building homes, garages, and doing remodeling and general repair work since 1972. To be around that long, you must be treating your customers right. So when you need a new home or garage or remodeling work from simple to complex, see Roger Bingham of Bingham Construction and take advantage of 37 years of experience. Call 641-203-0578. That's 641-203-0578. The Fielding Funeral Home in Sheraton has been helping your family cope with the difficult task of making funeral arrangements for a loved one since 1856. Clark and his staff encourage you to plan now to take that stress and pressure off your loved ones at that time of need. For quality service and a caring, experienced staff, see the Fielding Funeral Home in Sheraton.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
Welcome back to Norwalk, the District 13 final brought to you by Bingham Construction. After one half of inning of play, that's Norwalk 2, Sheraton 0. Leadoff single by Cameron Carnoose, an infield single hit sharp to the shortstop and just beat out by Cameron's leg. A pass Carnoose down to second base. So good start for the Chargers.
Yeah, definitely good start for the Chargers. You know, Canusi is a tough leadoff hitter. He's on base a lot. So we got a runner in second here. No outs with Stacey up.
And, boy, this is kind of one of those games. Both teams very good. Just two runs isn't anything for this Charger team who can strike fast and often here. So here's the next pitch, and that's outside. So 2-1 the count.
Looks like both pitchers early having trouble with command a little bit, so we'll see how that plays out later innings.
Littleton, not an extremely tall pitcher, but rather stocky from the stretch. Here's Littleton, low and in the dirt, so 3-1 now to Stites. Nobody out here in the bottom of the first. 2-0 is our score.
Important for Sheraton to get a couple hits and string them together and get us right back in this game, Coach.
Littleton looks back at Canoost, fires ball 4 to Stites, and so Stites on his way down to first base, two runners on, no outs, and Jacob Kasker, rather, the senior catcher, steps to the plate.
Good spot for Jake to be here. I don't look for him to bunt or anything, but Coach went through a lot of signs right there, so we'll see.
You know, that's one thing Coach Schroeder mentioned the other day, is they've all kind of bought into what has to be done to win ball games, and it wouldn't really surprise me if Jacob turned to bunt here. But he doesn't show bunt on the pitch from Littleton. And like Coach Smizer said, both pitchers having a difficult time finding the plate. Ball one to Casquez. That one's high. Littleton with a long look at second. Fires ball 2. That's also high.
You know, I don't know if it's more moisture, the ball wet. Both pitchers struggling here tonight.
Catcher Corey Anderson trots out to the mound to talk to Littleton. And very quick conversation, heads back to home plate. Boy, it's almost like you need buckets under your arms today.
I need something.
As Coach Smizer said, under every crevice,
yeah,
just
right.
Give me a bucket.
It is hot.
We are high atop the Norwalk press box, and you can imagine it's not comfortable up here. Littleton fires ball 3, and so the Chargers right back in it. If they can get a walk here, or even better yet, maybe a single or something here, and the Chargers will be on the scoreboard here. Littleton's next pitch on the outside corner, taken for strike 1. A couple questionable calls here in the first inning. That appeared to be at least a good foot off of the plate, giving Littleton the benefit of the doubt there. 3-1 the count to Kaska. That one's fired high, and so there's his legitimate ball 4, and Kaska trots down to first. Runners at first, second, and third. Nobody out, and Riley Pro, the cleanup hitter for the Chargers, steps up.
Number 4, Gary Sinclair, will come in and run as a courtesy runner for Kaska as he trots off with his walk. So, like I said, bases loaded. Our hitters have been very patient, so and this kid's having some trouble. So, good job by them at the plate.
Head coach Chad Weedman Trots out to talk to Littleton, and will not make a change. And a very quick conference as Weedman heads back to his home dugout.
You know, again, talk about Riley Pro the other night. You know, he's all 4 foot, whatever he is, but he's stuck together, and he's really good baseball player. Get a base knock and maybe score two here and tie it up.
Or a gapper like he did the other night against Carlisle. Clear the bases with a gapping triple or double here. Steps in and steps out. Littleton steps off the rubber.
No pro trying to get in his head right here, Coach. I like that.
Littleton from the stretch. Here's his first pitch. Swung on late, fouled away. Right down the middle. Nice pitch from Littleton. Just a little late by Riley. Probably surprised to see something that good on the first pitch.
Yeah, definitely. You know, he got a fastball middle in, a little belt high, and went after it right there.
Littleton from the stretch. Looks at third. Now comes home. Outside in the dirt, nice job by the catcher, Corey Anderson, just to keep that one in front. Pass the ball here. You know Cameron Knust is going to score. The speedy wheel at third base of Cameron Knust. 1-1 to Pro. Here's the pitch. Swung on. Over the head of the first baseman,
it's
and
fair.
It's fair. This is down the right field line. One run comes in to score. Two runs come in to score. Pro to first on a single. Garrick Sinclair to third. And just like that, it's knotted up at two. Runners on the corners. Nobody out here in the bottom of the first inning.
That's a nice job at the plate by Pro. He got a curveball on the outside half and didn't try to pull it and drive it in the ground to shortstop. He went with the pitch, took it right to right down the right field line, actually, and got a single out of it and scored two for Sheraton. Tie it back up.
And it really helped. Norwalk had their first baseman and third baseman in, and that just blooped over the head of the first baseman. So
yeah, probably if he's playing back there, that's an out.
So at the plate now is Turner Trinari, that had a great game the other night against Carlisle. He takes ball one.
Yeah, Turner was hot the other night. I think he was ended up for 3-for-4 in the game with a couple singles, some RBIs. So see if he can continue that streak.
See if Sheraton decides to run here. Nothing doing. Turner probably swung at ball two there, a little higher. It looked like it was a little up in the zone. And that'll even the count at 1-1. Boy, just really surprising. We're in the first inning, and both pitchers just really struggling to find any rhythm here. Littleton brings it up. So 2-1 to Trinari.
Good pitch to hit here. Good count, 2-1. We'll see if he puts a runner in motion here.
Long pause. In the dirt again. Nice stop by Corey Anderson. 3-1 now to Turner Trinari.
Nice at bat so far. He needs to be really selective here on 3-1 count. He's just looking fastball, something middle in. He can turn on and pull.
See if Coach Schroeder gives any instruction there. High and inside. So ball four to Turner Trinari. Bases loaded once again for senior Tyler Knust, who pitched a beauty the other night against Carlisle.
You know, no outs here, Coach. We got something going. We've tied it up. We've got no outs, and the bases juiced again. So great spots here for Sheraton.
Mr. Knust looks down the line at Coach Schroeder. Gets some instruction there. Coach Schroeder goes through the signs, and we're ready to go. No outs here in the bottom of the first. 2-2 is our score. Sheraton big-time threatening here, though, with the bases loaded.
You know, and that looked like a borderline pitch right there. But as an umpire, when the pitchers are thrown all over the place, hard to give them a close call.
1-0 the count to Tyler. 2-0 the count to Tyler. And, boy, you can almost say the same thing to the Sheraton hitters now. Make them throw you a strike first. A walk, good as a run here. And in a big game like that, every run's going to count. So,
look for some more patience here for Knust. You know, I don't know what Jake's thinking down there, if he's going to make him take one or just set one pitch. But if he's setting one pitch and gets something middle in, he should be able to crush it right here.
Littleton from the stretch, needing an out in a big way. Ball is high to Knust. So 3-0 to Tyler Knust. You can guarantee the bat won't come off the shoulders here for Knust. Littleton just needing to throw a strike here. Right down the middle is a strike one, so Littleton gets the strike. 3-1 to Knust, probably still taking in this instance,
yeah.
I would guess. Yeah. I wouldn't want to swing it right here. Here's Littleton's next pitch. And very close, but high. And so ball four to Knust, walks in a runner, and just like that, after the rough first half of the inning, Sheraton now jumps up on top 3-2.
And that's going to be it for this young man, as the coach has come out for the second time in the inning, so he's got to take him out now.
And Littleton hands the ball to Coach Weedman. And the second baseman,
I
can't
Dermody.
See the number. I think it might be Dermody.
Austin Dermody, Coach, yep.
Dermody will come in to pitch. So we're going to send it back to the studio. You're listening to the live broadcast of the Sheraton District 13 Final, brought to you by Adam Barr, Edward Jones, Pipers, and Red Haw Medical Center. We'll be back in just a few moments. It's the bottom half of the first inning. Sheraton 3, Norwalk 2. You're listening to Thunder Country.
Johnson Machine Works in Sheraton is a proud sponsor of Charger and Chargerette Athletics. Johnson Machine Works is a company proud of its culture, traditions, and spirit of rural America. Johnson Machine Works competes on the world stage for fabricated steel products with a 180,000 square foot facility and decades of experience. Johnson Machine Works is proud to bring you this live broadcast. Now is the time to consider selling your farm. You won't find a better promotional deal than the one that Red Haw Realty is offering. They'll sell your farm for a 1% commission for one day only.
That's right, 1%.
There's limited space for listings. The sale will be August 13th at Lakeside Casino in Osceola, featuring live video and live internet bidding. This is a once-in-a-lifetime promotional offer. Call Todd at Red Haw Realty at 641-203-2242. Keep more of your money. Sell your farm for just 1% commission. Call Todd at Red Haw Realty for more information.
Welcome back to Norwalk. Neither team can get out of the first inning here. No outs in the bottom of the first inning. Norwalk now trailing the Chargers 3-2. Bases loaded for Austin Berlin, the DH, and the new pitcher for the Warriors, Austin Dermody, who came from second base. Littleton replaced him at, that's not Dermody, is it, Coach?
Yeah, this is
Dermody's six. Still at second. Number
no.
No, you're right. Okay. Number six, Dermody. Yep, you're right.
The pitcher went shortstop. Shortstop went second,
okay.
Coach.
So Dermody trying to get Norwalk out of the jam here. Looks at Austin Berlin. First pitch fouled back. Good swing by Austin Berlin. Ball sticks right in the mesh fencing. Good cut by Berlin.
Yeah, it was a good cut. He was looking at fastball and being aggressive with it. And, you know, with no outs, it's okay right here. We're down the bottom of our batting order, so look for them to do something.
Yeah, you want to be aggressive here. If this kid's going to throw strikes, man, take advantage of it. That second pitch gets away from the pitcher. Riley Pro walks across home plate. He scores on the wild pitch. I'm not so sure it didn't hit Berlin.
I actually thought it hit Berlin. If you see him hit, it looked like it took a carom off of him, but no call there, and we'll take it because it's a run either way, and the other two runners advance.
So 4-2 now is our score, and boy, Sheraton just taking advantage of a whole bunch of miscues Friday night and now tonight. In the first inning, Norwalk can't even get an out here. 1-1 the count to Berlin. Runners on second and third now. Berlin fouls that one back. Another good cut by Berlin. So 1-2 the count from Dermody to Berlin.
Yeah, Austin now, you know, with two strikes here and no outs, runners second, third, just get the ball in play, score us another run, and move the runners up for us.
Dermody with a long pause, brings it home. It's swung on, fouled away by Berlin. Just lucky to get his bat on the curveball from Dermody.
Yeah, kind of a big looping curveball there from Dermody. Pretty good job of protecting, though, with two strikes, getting the bat on the ball.
Like to keep you informed that if the Chargers should win the sub-state final game, the game to go to the state tournament is Wednesday night here. It will be brought to you by KIIC if the Chargers should happen to keep this lead and win the game. Next pitch from Dermody on the outside corner. Very close, but taken for ball two. 2-2. Good pitch from Dermody. Good placement there.
It was. You know, catcher sitting right on the corner, and he hit the corner, but didn't get the call.
Seems like the home plate umpire doesn't quite have that consistency.
Wow.
And a nice play by the third baseman. Chopper hit to third base from Berlin. Fielded by number 32. That's Kazurik. Turns, spins, throws home, and the tag is put on Turner Trinari for the first out of the inning.
Yeah, nice play by that kid at third base. I wasn't thinking he'd come home there. Thinking he'd try to get make for sure out, but Norwalk gets the out at home, and Chargers don't get the run. So now we got first and second with one out.
And the batter for the Chargers is Dylan Lundy, the right fielder. Takes ball one. Actually, that ball was in the same exact place as Austin Berlin. And at this time, the blue decides to throw up the strike signal. So 0-1 here to Lundy. 4-2 is our score here in the bottom of the first inning. Team's very walk happy thus far. That was in the same exact place as the last pitch.
Yeah, actually, that looks a little better than last one. I guess he figured out that the last one was a bad pitch, huh?
And ball one this time, so we have no idea what he's thinking. The heat's obviously getting to everybody. It's getting to us. It's getting to the equipment, and it's obviously getting to the blue. 1-1 the count. Shows bunt, popped up, and luckily popped up and popped foul, but falls innocently enough to the grass. So 1-2. Not a bad idea there.
No, nice job, you know, with one out, moving the runner. Runners up, around enough to get it down.
Yeah, by Coach Schroeder and Mr. Lundy. 1-2 the count, one out here in the bottom of the first. Dermody is now the pitcher after Littleton was knocked out without getting an out. Lundy swings at the next pitch. It's tapped foul again.
Again, we're doing a nice job at the plate, fighting the bad pitches off, get pitches we can hit, and doing something with them. So, again, Lundy trying to move the runners up here with one out. Runners first and second still.
A long look by Dermody. At second, that's Tyler Canoes. Now he brings it home. The curveball is taken for ball two.
Yeah. You know, all three of the pitchers know command of their curveball. And I'm saying that's the heat and fingers out there on the mound. It's just a little slick. Yep. Yeah.
So 2-2. Comes on the outside corner, and they're going to say that's strike three again. The blue having major issues with consistency back there. And Dylan Lundy is retired by strikes. So Dermody gets the strikeout. Probably just one of those cases too close. You got to protect with two strikes, Coach.
Yeah, you got to try to put that in play. It might have been sitting outside, but he's hitting it. This kid's hitting the catcher spots, and he's going to get that call as long as he does that.
So the number nine hitter, Dustin Harbert, steps up. And the Chargers have batted through here in the bottom of the first. 4-2 is our score. If you're just joining us here from Norwalk, we're not out of the first inning yet. About a half an hour in this first inning. Next one taken for ball two. So, again, if you can load the bases here, Cameron Canoes, the very speedy Cameron Canoes, comes to bat, a good hitter. And you'd like to get that top of the order up here one more time in this inning. Long pause by Dermody. Looks at Tyler Canoes to second. Now's the delivery. Swung on, strike one. Good pitch by Dermody. Good cut by Harberts, actually.
Yeah, right on it. Just the outside corner, and this kid's doing a great job of hitting that spot out there. We need to not look to pull it and look to hit more like Riley Pro did and move to the right side.
Here's the next pitch. Swung on, strike two. So an identical pitch, identical swing almost. And you said it, Coach, that's a good hitting piece of advice there, not trying to pull that pitch that's on the outside. Just throw your bat, go with it. Use your hands and push it towards right field. 2-2 the count now. Harbert tries to stay alive. Curveball. Barely. Full count here. Runners probably, no doubt, will be running here.
Yeah, should score easy on a base hit here.
And that's blooped into right field.
Hung up.
Right fielder comes over, makes the catch. So Norwalk, wow, gets out of the first inning, but not before they have major control issues. And the Chargers take advantage. After one inning of play, it's Sheraton 4, Norwalk 2. You're listening to the District 13 final. Brought to you by Interiors and More, Red Hawk Medical Center, Sheraton Ford, Circle of Friends, and Kent Farm Management. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back for the top of the second inning. It's Sheraton 4, Norwalk 2. You're listening to Thunder Country.
At a time of personal loss, the strains of the moment can be so overwhelming. That's when the thoughtfulness of others can mean so much.
When Mom passed away, we were at a loss. So we truly appreciated every little act of kindness.
For caring, considerate funeral arrangements, talk to one of our dedicated staff. Our thoughtfulness will put you at ease and create a tribute to a legacy of life. Pierce Bacher Funeral Home and Cremation Services, a legacy of life.
you or a loved one suffer from respiratory problems requiring home or portable oxygen? If so, you can breathe easy with oxygen equipment from Hammer Medical Supply. At Hammer, we understand the importance of providing top-quality respiratory care to you and your loved ones. That's why Hammer provides a wide variety of home and portable oxygen products and much more. No matter what your oxygen needs, we have a solution for you. Hammer is proud to provide the most advanced oxygen technologies available, each designed with your comfort and convenience in mind. In Sheraton, stop by 914 Court Avenue or call 774-4600. That's Hammer.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
Welcome back to Norwalk. Coach Smizer, neither one of these teams got the memo. You're supposed to play the 35-minute innings once the sun goes down, not at 7 o'clock when the sun's still blaring.
They like the 115 heat index, Coach.
So a bit of confidence now given back to the Sheraton squad, and Dustin Harbert says he begins his second inning of work on the mound. And the first batter for Norwalk, number 9, that's
Bailey Scott, Coach.
Bailey Scott, is this the 9 hitter, Coach?
This is number 9. So there are 9-1-2 coming up. Both teams get through nine. Sheraton through 9 hitters and Norwalk through 8. That's usually not a good sign for a pitching staff.
Scott swings at the second pitch from Harbert's, and 1-2 is the count. The next one in the dirt on the outside corner. So 2-1. Harbert's has to feel pretty good about getting that lead back. Nothing hurt in that first inning. You just got to throw strikes now. That ball high and inside. And, boy, you might be right, Coach, about the moisture. It's just a lot of pitches up and a lot of pitches in, just really struggling with that control here.
Yeah, and it was every kid. It wasn't just ours. It wasn't just theirs. You know, all three of the pitchers so far have been struggling with command.
3-1 to Scott. Out here to start the top of the second.
Again, make sure Harbert's come right at him. You know, number 9 hitter, you don't want to put a number 9 hitter on. So come at him, see what we can do.
From the windup is Harbert, swung on, fouled back by Scott. Good cut, good pitch by Harbert. That's a strike. So he's throwing strikes when he needs to here. And don't want to start the inning off with a walk here, Coach.
Nope, we need to go right at him. Number 9 hitter, like I said.
Wind up the pitch, swung on. That's a hard hit to left field, single. That's just a great hit by Scott, who just kind of teed off, waited for that strike. And just a nice piece of hitting by the number 9 hitter.
Yeah, that's what scares me about this game so far. You know, Harbert doesn't have that overpowering fastball to get anybody out, and he's got a good curveball, and he needs to use that. But, you know, we've been behind in the count, and as much moisture is in the air, it might be hard to throw.
Yep. So that brings up the top of the order, Greenslade, who singled his first time up. And he swings at the first pitch from Harbert.
He hit that
going back is Stites. That'll go over his head into center field all the way to the wall. And he's going to head to third. They're going to wave one runner around. Pro's throw is cut off by Trinari, but not before Bailey Scott scores. And so just like that, Norwalk on a triple from Greenslade. And it's 4-3 now.
Boy, he hit that a ton, Coach. He drove that. He got a fastball belt high out over the plate and did a nice job, went right with it, and drove it clear over Stites' head in center field.
Boy, and that's with heavy air. So you guarantee if it's 10 degrees lighter or cooler here, we might be looking at a home run.
Definitely.
Harbert's first pitch to Dermody is high and inside and just brushes his seemed to brush his clothing there, but was not hit.
Blue's making a murder tonight, Coach.
Guaranteed. Blue's got all sorts of issues back there. Swung on. That's a high pop fly. The runner at third will tag, and we'll see if there's a play at the plate. And the throw is coming, but it's cut off by Knust, or attempted to cut off. Great throw by Cameron Knust from left field. A sky pop-up to shallow left field. Yeah. Dermody or Greenslade thought about it.
I was hoping he'd run there, because if I would pick one outfielder for Sheraton not to run on, it'd be Knust, because he throws BBs in here.
Yeah, Friday night, if you remember that ball hit down the line, Cameron turned on it, threw to second base, just an absolute bullet. So one away here in the top of the second. And number 21, Littleton, who was pitching the top of the first and then now is playing shortstop, takes strike one from Harbert's. Runner on third here would tie the game. Next pitch is on the outside corner. The curveball just barely missed.
Yeah, that was a good pitch by Dusty. He needs to start in at him a little bit more, but it broke right off outside the plate, and that's what the coach, I'm sure, wants to happen right there.
Littleton with that left foot cocked towards third base, turns on one, and that's what happens when you open up that much.
Yeah.
He turned on that and hit that to about home plate of the softball field, which is directly behind us.
He's got a heck of a coil there in his swing. I know that.
Boy, if I'm in the Sheraton dugout down there, I think I'm getting behind something. If he turns on that one again, we're in trouble.
Nice job by Kaska. That's a great stop by our catcher right there. Curveball down, and Jacob stays square and pops it right back out in front of the plate.
So ball two to Littleton, two and two of the count, one out here. A runner on third. That's Greenslade, who tripled off of the wall in center field to score Bailey Scott. Next pitch from Harberts, high and inside, nearly takes off Littleton's head. And three and two the count.
I think Harberts wants to switch balls there. Yeah, if I was a pitcher, I'd be asking all night if it feels
as
wet
much as
to
you
go
can.
For it.
You yep, bet. As much as you can.
I'd make Blue tell you, no, you can't switch.
Well, I don't know how many balls they had ready for tonight, but they may need to go out and buy,
I promise, not enough,
buy another 12-pack.
The state gives them.
Harberts from the stretch here, 3-2 count. That one swung on. It's popped up to right field. It's out in foul territory, but possibly in play for Lundy, who comes over, and it drops on the warning track. He certainly had a little bit of room there to catch it.
A little difficult. Maybe they got Norwalk's pitcher out there throwing. So catcher might have been a little bit away, but he's got to get to the fence, find the fence first, and then look for a ball.
Yeah, good point. That's one of those fundamental things for outfielders and infielders. Finding that fence first, then coming back. So here's the 3-2 pitch to Littleton. The curveball in the outside corner. Very close. But Blue's going to once again say that misses.
Yeah, he's just got to start that curve. He's not going to get that call at all on the curveball on the outside. He's got to start it more in at his shoulder.
So Austin Katzurek steps up. Runners on the corner here with one out. Greenslade at third.
You know, wouldn't surprise me if Coach Wiedemann puts this kid in motion here at first. We'll see.
And definitely probably not a guy you want to bunt with. This is that third baseman that made the good defensive play last inning, and he looks like he's got a pretty good stick.
Yeah, he's a big boy. He's going to lay the wood to it. And a nice stop again there by our catcher. Kaska's having a workout today.
1-0 the count to Katzurek. That one swung on. That's driven into the gap in right center field. That one's back at the wall. It's over the wall. Katzurek, three-run home run, nearly identical to the shot that Greenslade gave up. And just like that, boy, we've got ourselves just a run fest here in the first two innings. One out in the top of the second, and Katzurek bombs one.
Yeah,
towards the sun.
That's about right. I knew that was hit well. I didn't think it was going to get enough elevation to get out, but he tagged it and hit it a long ways, Coach.
So three-run score here, and just like that, Norwalk regains the lead at 6-4. And still just one out here. Harbert's from the windup now. Swan, strike one to number 35. This is Mark Phillips, the number 5 hitter. And so far, it's just been back and forth with whoever has the last bat. Harbert's next pitch outside, so 1-1 the count.
I guess that's a good sign because we are the home team with the last
bat.
That's
true.
Right,
good
coach?
Point, Coach. The sun just starting to set over the football stadium here at Norwalk. Very beautiful football stadium, Coach. It's quite a facility, quite a school.
It is. You know, I guess money can buy a lot of things, and it bought them a heck of a football stadium up there. You know, the turf field and the big scoreboard, and it looks really nice.
Well, I'm voting for them to put in air conditioning in the press box at the baseball field. If money,
well, I know the AD pretty well. I'm going to ask Al if he can get us some air conditioning for Wednesday. Hopefully, if we can come back.
2-1 now. And that ball high and inside to Phillips. And 3-1 now, the count.
Gosh, Coach, we're just in the second inning, top of the suit. Wow.
Harbert's from the windup, just needs to throw a strike here. Swung on, foul tip, caught by Kaska, so that'll come back at 3-2, possibly a little high, but Phillips helped us out there.
Nice pitch, though, by Dustin, coming right back at him.
And again, Harbert's just needs to take one himself here. And retire Phillips by strikeout. Swung on, strikeout.
Nice.
Boy, did I call it.
Nice job.
Second strikeout by Harberts.
Good job to get the second out of the inning right there by Dusty. He just reared back, calmed down a little bit, and threw a strike, and threw it past the kid twice right there.
Corey Anderson steps up with two outs here in the top of the second, the catcher. And Harberts from the windup, here's his first pitch. Outside and in the dirt. Strike So the curveball that was high and inside earlier now seems to at least be finding a little bit closer range outside and in the dirt there. Second pitch high and inside, but taken by Anderson. So 2-0 the count here. And I agree, boy, Harbert's he's moving quickly. He may just need to take a little breather between pitches. He's right back on the rubber again, looking at Kaska getting the sign, and he's rearing back and coming again. Anderson swings at the next pitch, so 2-1. Swings at the next pitch, so 2-2. Harbert's after falling behind 2-0. Now battles back 2-2. Again, be nice for Harbert's just to get this one out himself. Swung on, fouled back.
Nice job by that kid to hang on right there.
So 2-2 the count. Again, if you're going to text us, please give us your name. We're getting all sorts of texts in here, and we'd really like to know who's saying these things. So,
curveball by Harbert, shot on the outside corner again.
3-2 the count now to Anderson. So again, big pitch by Harbert's here. Kaska sets up on the outside corner. Ball taken high, so Anderson is aboard with two outs here. And boy, this is one thing you don't want is to start a two-out rally here. And Coach Schroeder starts his walk out to the pitcher's mound. Remember, you get one visit per inning before you have to take him out, correct, Coach?
Right.
The second trip out in the same inning, you have to take him out.
That's correct. But I think he's not wasting any more time here. He's going to go get him, and that'll be it for Harbert's.
So Dustin Harbert's is gone after 1 2/3 inning work, and we're going to send it back to the booth. Mark Schroeder, who came in the other night, saved the game for the Chargers in the District 13 final, will come to the mound. We're going to send it back to the booth. You're listening to Charger Baseball. Norwalk 6, Sheraton 4. We're in the top half of the second inning. You're listening to Thunder Country, brought to you by Hammer Medical, Red Hawk Realty, Fielding Funeral Home, and Johnson Machine Works. Back in a moment.
Working for you makes the difference.
Community First Credit Union.
With all the services our members need.
Community First Credit Union.
People helping people, that's how it should be. We're member owned and that's the key. Serving you to get the job done. Our doors are open to everyone. Putting the community first.
Community First Credit Union.
The big question this fall isn't if the Hawks or Cyclones will have a winning season. It's what are you taking to the game? Check out Sheraton Ford Mercury for these tailgaters or great gas savers, like the Ford Focus at up to 35 miles to the gallon, or the Ford Fusion at 29 miles to the gallon. The Ford Escape makes for a great tailgating SUV and gets 28 miles to the gallon, or the Taurus at 28 miles to the gallon. So stop by Sheraton Ford Mercury for on-the-lot savings and new inventory. Sheraton Ford Mercury, one block south of the Sheraton Square.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader. Thunder Country, KIIC.
I got you.
We're in the top half of the second inning. Norwalk scoring four runs here in the top half of the second to take a 6-4 lead. Mark Schroeder, the junior pitcher, now comes to the mound and will take over for the Chargers. And Dustin Harbert's, who went 1 2/3 inning. Mark just trying to get out of the inning. A runner aboard with two outs. And Mark's first pitch in the dirt. And so the pinch runner at first base, number 24, we don't have a number on him. But Norwalk will advance a runner to second base. The batter is Luke Kordick. And a 1-0 the count to Kordick.
You know, Mark needs to do just what he did the other night. Come in, just throw strikes and get people out, and be in command of his pitches. Get and over, boys. Go.
That's
get
a little
it.
Chopper to first base. And fielded by Trinari. And a slow ground ball fielded by Trinari just tags Kordick out, and that'll retire the side here in the top of the second, but not before Norwalk strikes again, scoring four runs off of a Katzurek home run. And we're going to come back in just a few moments. You're listening to Thunder Country and Charger Baseball. It's the District 13 final, Norwalk 6, Sheraton 4. You're listening to Thunder Country.
Did you know Circle of Friends Home Care can do infusion services in your home? Hi, this is Jake with Circle of Friends Home Care. A few weeks ago, I had a diabetic friend who had come down with an infection that required twice-a-day IV antibiotic treatment. His local hospital had scheduled him to come into their facility twice a day for his treatments. The extreme pain he experienced when walking combined with a late-night treatment was going to make these twice-daily visits very inconvenient. That's when I asked him, did you know Circle of Friends can do that? He was impressed with the nurses who came to visit him, his insurance covered the visits, and the burden of having to get out twice a day was lifted off his shoulders. If you or someone you know is in need of any kind of IV therapy, give Circle of Friends Home Care a call toll-free at 866-774-2339. 866-774-2339. Our experienced nursing staff is ready to serve you. That's 866-774-2339 or visit us on the web at www.cofhomecare.com.
Welcome back. The bottom of the second inning starts with the Chargers leadoff man, Cameron Canoes. That's the good news. The bad news for the Chargers, they're trailing 6-4 here. Ball one taken high by Cameron Canoes from the new pitcher, Dermody, who came in relief of Marcus Littleton after Littleton couldn't get an out in the first inning. Second pitch from Dermody is in there for strike one, so 1-1 the count to Cameron Canoes.
You know, again, just like first inning, get our leadoff runner on, or leadoff hitter on, and try to move him over and score some here. Jump back right back into this game.
Ball two taken high. The curveball from Dermody to Canoes, and 2-1 the count. Next pitch from Dermody outside and in the dirt, so 3-1 again. So, boy, just if you're a coach, this has got to be frustrating. And that one high. High, and so Cameron.
Yep, that's right. That's true. Right.
You like to.
So Dalton Stites come up, number two hitter here for the Chargers, number 12.
Probably playing small ball here, trailing by two runs, trying to get that runner down to second base. We'll see what Coach Schroeder dials up here. Stites steps in. Dermody gives Canoes to look at first, the very speedy Canoes at first. He's going on the first pitch. There's the throw from Anderson. It's
wow.
Right on target. And Cameron Canoes is gunned down about 10 feet in front of the bag. Holy smokes. Corey Anderson, the catcher.
Yeah, he just threw a frozen rope right now, and Jake's really upset. I don't know if it was supposed to be a bunt that Stacey didn't get down or if Canoes was supposed to, but something didn't go right there, and Norwalk capitalizes and get our leadoff hitter out.
So Stites takes strike one on that first pitch and looks at ball one, so 1-1 the count. And I don't know, boy, that's one of those things where Cameron was just kind of looked foolish because he was 10 feet in front of the bag and they were waiting for him.
Definitely.
There.
Not all his fault, I'm thinking. I'm thinking that was maybe a little on Stitesy because I don't know if it's supposed to be hit and run, but he did square. So
2-1 now to Stites. Next one looped into center field. The center fielder comes over. That's a tough play. Comes over, makes the catch. Great catch by the center fielder, Mark Phillips, who got a great jump on it, but it doesn't look like Mark Phillips is that speedy.
No, he's a big boy out there in center, but he covered a lot of ground and got a great jump on the baseball, and that's what does it. You know, a lot of times outfielders, especially in high school, aren't real speedy, but if they can get that good jump, they can make the play.
Actually, a diving catch to his left is Phillips. So two outs now after Sheraton gets the first one aboard is Cameron Canoes is thrown out at second. Stites lines out to center field. And Jacob Kaska looks at ball one here, the third batter of the inning. 2-0 now, the count to Kaska.
Kaska needs to be patient here. Just set dead red. What he just got right there. And a nice cut, comes straight back at it.
And getting some text messages. Gary Hager out there, thanks for listening. And here we got a message from Marlo Lundy, which is Dylan Lundy's aunt. Good luck and go Chargers.
Perfect. I love that.
Dermody's next pitch in there for strike two. So 2-2. Very close. That was close. Jacob Kaska looks at the next pitch that loads the count here, the 3-2. That was one of those pitches that we don't know. It's been called a strike.
Yeah.
It's been called a ball tonight. 3-2 now. Big pitch for both teams. That's taken high. So you've said it before. We've said it before. The walk issued to Kaska. There will be no Cy Young Awards tonight, Coach.
I don't think so. So number four, Sinclair, Gary Sinclair comes in to run as courtesy runner for Casca so he can get his equipment on. We got two down here, bottom of two. Riley Pro will be our batter. Number.
So the number four hitter, Riley Pro. Coach Josh Snook texting in saying that we sound really good. And thanks, Coach Snook. I know you're listening in your air-conditioned home there.
Yeah.
Couldn't get out tonight, but thanks for the text.
I'm guessing that's sarcasm, too.
Yeah, I think so. That was a little sarcastic on my end, too. Yeah. Eat your ice cream, Josh. Here's Dermody's next pitch. Line back to Dermody. Nice hit by Pro, but right back to Dermody.
Yeah, you can't do anything with that. Riley Pro got a great swing. That kid just made a heck of a play.
And so four inning, which they'll take after the first inning of two innings of play. Two are done. It's Norwalk 6, Sheraton 4. You're listening to the District 13 final, the 95-degree final here, brought to you by Bingham Construction Hammer Medical, Sheraton High B, and the Grace Baptist Church. Coach Smizer, myself, will be back in just a few moments. You're listening to Charger Baseball on Thunder Country.
The Chuck Wagon is now serving ribeye steak sandwiches every Wednesday. When you're looking for something great to eat, make sure to stop at Chuck Wagon. Everyone at the Chuck Wagon is pulling for a win tonight. Go Chargers!
Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of the Sheraton Chargers softball team on KIIC. Call Adam Barr at 774-2585 for all your investment needs. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
CNC Cycle in Sheraton, Iowa is the Midwest's largest motorcycle and ATV dealer with over 500 new and used vehicles in stock. With such name brands as Kawasaki, Suzuki, Polaris, Yamaha, Arctic Cat, CF Moto, and Harley Davidson. When shopping for a new bike or ATV, hit a home run. CNC Cycle, Sheraton, Iowa.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
Two innings are in the book here in the District 13 final. 6-4 is our score. You're listening to the Charger Baseball live broadcast brought to you by Johnson Machine Works, CNC Cycle, and Adam Barr and Edward Jones. Coach Snook tells us Rocky Road tastes pretty good right now.
Really? Sitting in his chair. My guess is his wife had to get up and scoop it out for him, but we'll see.
Schroeder's first pitch. To what'd you say? The number
Alec
six batter?
Lavelle. No, number seven.
Number seven batter takes ball one. So Schroeder working here quickly in the top half of the third. Lavelle swings at strike one. 1-1 is the count now. Schroeder, good job coming back, firing that strike in there. We'll see if the pitchers have kind of settled down here as we enter into the later innings. Pitch taken by Lavelle on the outside corners for strike two. 1-2 the count to Lavelle.
1-2, Schroeder needs to come right at him here, make sure he gets him. Nice pitch by Mark again. Lavelle stays right in and fouls it off.
So the count remains at 1-2.
Be a good start to get the first leadoff guy out, Coach.
Schroeder starts his windup. Here is the pitch. Good pitch, fouled off. Good job by Lavelle to stay alive here. Mark definitely looks like he's settled down a bit, and the control is much better here.
Yeah, he looks good right there. And, you know, 1-2 count here. I look for him. That kid had a pretty good cut of the fastball. See if he can bring a curveball in here and catch him a little bit.
1-2 the count to Lavelle. The curveball, and Lavelle does a good job of just staying back on it. Canoes comes over, fires to first, and makes the out. Good thing Adam Lavelle is not a speedy runner, or else that probably should have been beat out, just a slow chopper to third base.
Yeah, Canoes did a pretty good job coming in charger, but he got caught in between hops, but made a good play, and you're right. It's a good thing Lavelle's not real fast.
And you got to feel pretty good. Mark Schroeder, actually, probably by many people, is probably our ace.
Yeah.
Comes in with the best ERA, the best record at 7-2, and we knocked their supposedly first ace out of the game in the first inning. So
right. And, you know, I look for Mark to come in and be pretty strong here. He hasn't thrown a lot lately. His arm should be rested, so hopefully that'll be a good sign for the innings to come.
1-0 the count now to the next batter for Norwalk. Ball taken on the outside, so 2-0 the count to Bailey Scott, the number 9 hitter who reached on a single last inning and then scored on the Green Slade triple. Swung on An obvious strike by Schroeder. Nice job by Scott to stay alive.
Yeah, this looks like a pretty good number 9 hitter to me. He's got a short, compact swing. Took it right in between short and third last time and had a good cut there.
So 2-1 to Scott. Strike 2 taken right down the pipe. And quickly, Schroeder comes back at 2-2.
Yeah. Good pitch by Mark. He's got, looked like he's got good control of his fastball, moving it around a little bit.
Curveball outside and in the dirt, but not a bad pitch to throw there, 2-2.
I like that call. If Kask is calling that, and I think he calls most of the pitches, that's a good call on the outside corner. Now we got to come right back at him and don't give him a free pass here.
Big pitch for Schroeder and the Chargers. Right down the middle, swung on the chopper to shortstop. Harberts fields the hop, throws to first. It's a bit high, but Turner Trinneri right there to retire the second out of the inning. That's one thing we talked a lot about the other night, Coach, is the Sheridan really has a great defense. So as a pitcher, it's nice to know that you don't have to do it yourself.
It is, you know, and that's just high school baseball. If you can make routine plays, if you can make the routine plays in your defense, your team's going to win a lot of games, and that's what Sheridan's done this year.
You know, it'd be nice to have a big pitcher that strikes most people out, but, you know, like you said, what a great thing to be able to rely on when maybe you're not throwing your best stuff.
Definitely. And you know it's always a little easier, too, because we hit the ball so well that we put a lot of runs up.
Greenslade now, the top of the order, takes ball one, looks at strike two, the fastball from Schroeder there, and maybe caught off guard there was Greenslade, who looked at ball one curveball after he crushed that triple into the gap at the top of the second last inning.
Yeah, I'd try to stay away from this kid a little bit. That's
on the outside corner. Taken for ball two.
Not a bad spot by Mark there. All of our curveballs tonight, even with Harberts when he got his over, had a little control, was just outside a little bit. We got to start it in more to their front shoulder.
2-1 from the windup of Schroeder. That swung on. That's a hard chopper to Harberts, wow, who fields it, throws to first, and the Chargers, 1-2-3, three up, three down. And so a good inning by the Chargers in the top of the third. We head to the bottom of the third. The Chargers need to get the bats going here, trailing 6-4 in the District 13 final. You're listening to Church Baseball, brought to you by the Chuck Wagon, Community First Credit Union, Red Haw Realty, and Sheraton Ford. Back in just a few moments.
This is Ann Kearns, mother of
Jill Kearns, owner of Piper's Old Fashioned Grocery and Candy Store on the northeast corner of the Sheraton Square since 1905.
We love Iowa, and being an Iowa business, we like to carry products from Iowa businesses, and we have quite a few.
We have had our two Iowa Potters for some time, Iron and Lace from Bettensport, and White Breast from Lacona.
The Extra Tux flavorings are very popular. And, of course, my personal favorite salad dressing they make, country style. And they're cleaner, all made in Shenandoah.
I'd like to tell you about our newest, Two Sisters Pantry from Knoxville. Their mixes for dips, desserts, and breads are great.
So come by and check some of these out, as well as Iowa honey, barbecue sauces, pella bologna, and others. You will enjoy your visit, Piper's, on the northeast corner of the Sheraton Square.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
We're in the bottom half of the third inning here in the District 13 final at Sheraton, trailing Norwalk 6-4. Good news, I did talk Coach Meiser into keeping his shirt on. He wants to broadcast shirtless. And the good news is he will be keeping his shirt on for at least another inning.
You know, the only thing bad about this, if they had some bleachers out in left field, we could be like Wrigley Field and be out there broadcasting. That'd be great, Coach.
Wrigley Field. How are the Cubs doing?
Well, let's 2-1 on Trinneri. We're going to skip that question.
First baseman Turner Trinneri, the first batter from Dermody. Dermody's next pitch high and inside, so 3-1. A familiar count tonight by both teams. And once again, the Chargers looking to get their first runner aboard here, trailing by 2 runs. Swung on. That's fouled back by Trinneri. Good cut. Good pitch by Dermody.
Yeah, nice job by Turner. Boy, I wouldn't throw Turner anything inside because his front foot steps out a little bit, and he handles that pitch. So hopefully he'll get something inside he can turn on.
Payoff pitch at 3-2 from Dermody. Wow. Almost a strikeout. I was getting ready to dial that one up.
I was ringing him up, but we'll take it. We'll take the walk for Trinneri.
And, you know, Coach, something we noticed the other night is the same tonight. If you look at Sheraton's line out there, four runs on only two hits.
Yeah.
That tells you there's a lot of walks. Actually, Norwalk just four hits and six runs. So, again, both teams giving up a lot of walks. So another walk issued by Norwalk. Trinari at first. And a Tyler Knust at the plate. Strike one. Tyler looks at the first pitch from Dermody.
You know, I wouldn't be surprised here if Coach Schroeder doesn't try to do something here, move a runner, get us back in with one run, maybe put a bunt down right here with Knust.
The throw over. Turner Trinari back in time.
You know, I don't think we'll run with Trinari here as he's not as fast as Cameron Knust, and he got hosed a second earlier in the game. So.
Yeah, we all saw what happened there, and you can bet that Coach Schroeder remembers that. Curveball.
Ah.
Nice job by Tyler to wait on it. It's fouled straight up. Anderson, the catcher, back to make the out. So a good job by Tyler to wait on that curveball. But I think his weight was just a little far too in front of him.
Yep.
And I just pops that one up.
Tyler's got a really good swing, but he's in the last few games been dropping. His hands got a little loop. If he can come out of that, he usually hits the ball hard and solid. But need to come out of that loop.
The DH comes up next for Sheraton with one out here in the bottom half of the third inning. Austin Berlin.
Still a runner at first here, just one out.
Dermody's pitch taken on the outside corner, 1-0.
Look for something for Berlin to drive here.
Dermody with a long pause brings in. That one's popped up too. Good pitch to hit. Popped up. The first baseman comes over, calls off the second baseman, and makes the catch. Infield fly rule there also, Coach?
Yep. No. Yes, yes, sir. Yes, sir. No, no. Gosh, we got to have runners first and second or the base loaded. We just got to run it first. So, no, that had to be caught.
And Bailey Scott, the first baseman, comes over to make the catch. So after Sheraton gets their first runner aboard, he's still at first with two outs now.
You know, again, right there, Coach, with Berlin, we're seeing the curveball. We're out on our front foot a little bit. Hanson popping that up. We got to change that.
Dylan Lundy, the right fielder, now steps up with two outs. Dermody, a long look at first. Throws strike one taken by Lundy, who struck out his first time up. Yeah, looked at a questionable strike three last time.
Yeah, we need to get Lundy hot. He's been struggling a little bit. Hopefully he can get a base hit here and get him some confidence.
0-1 the count to Lundy. Here's the pitch from Dermody. Check swing by Lundy, but he holds off. So that'll be a ball in the outside corner. 1-1 the count.
Two down here.
Home curveball. Wow. That's picture perfect there,
yeah,
Coach.
Yeah, well, and that's what we're talking about with our kids. You see, you know, we're sitting straight behind, and that just started right at his front shoulder and breaks across, and our kids are ducking out of the way, and that's a heck of a pitch right
there. He does here. Another curveball out on his front foot. That's going to be a tough one. Fielded, throw over to first, and it's overthrown. It's overthrown, and so Turner Trinari stops at third. The third baseman, Kat Zurich, came over. It was a slow chopper. He had to hurry. Fielded cleanly, but the throw to first base to Bailey Scott is to Scott's left. It nearly goes into the Norwalk dugout. And once again, Sheraton right on opportunity with two outs, runners at second and third, and Dustin Harbert's at the plate.
Yeah, this is huge right here. You know, a base hit gets us back tied. And Harbert's to struggle a little bit at the plate. You know, he didn't have very good start pitching, but made a couple great defensive plays so far. So hopefully his confidence back up, get a base hit, score two, and tie the game up for us, Coach.
So Dermody in the windup now. And that's lined hard down the first base sideline, but foul.
Yep, little quicker hands there from Dustin.
Boy, that gets through. That's a huge hit if that gets through.
Definitely.
Fair.
That's two for sure.
Yep, and Dustin's probably standing at third base without getting any dirt on his jersey. 0-1 the count to Harberts.
Look for a curveball here. He needs to keep those hands back.
He won't give him anything good to hit here. Dermody actually fired a fastball. Good pitch to hit, but Harberts can't get around again. And now at 0-2, you got to believe that Dermody's going to throw something here. But we've mentioned it before.
Yep.
A pass ball here is at least one run. So
that's true.
We'll see what Corey Anderson, the catcher, looking in the dugout to Coach Weedman, getting the call. You want to keep everything in front. And here's the pitch from Dermody. It's the curveball, and just like we said, Anderson, maybe one of the better catchers Sheraton may have seen all year.
Yeah, he looks
does an
really
excellent
good
job
back here. I think that's Coach Sandy's nephew, if I'm not mistaken, or cousin. Might be his cousin. So pretty good athlete back here.
So 1-2 now to Harberts. Dermody's next pitch, curveball, and just about as pretty as the one before.
Yeah.
And you mentioned it. It's the one where Harbert ducks out of the way. We're not
picking up spin. We're not picking up rotation out of his hand very well because he is frozen there, and now he's gone. Strike three right on the outside corner.
So Dermott, he comes back with a fastball on the outside corner of the plate, and Sheraton strands two after the error by Norwalk. And we've mellowed out here the last couple innings. Three innings are done here in the District 13 final. It's Norwalk 6, Sheraton 4. You're listening to Thunder Country and Charger Baseball, brought to you by Fielding Funeral Home, Pipers, Hammer Medical Supply, and the Circle of Friends Home Healthcare. We'll be back in just a few moments. Norwalk 6, Sheraton 4. You're listening to Thunder Country.
Forehead? If this is you, don't let it get you all hot under the collar. Take your car to Dewey Motor Company for an AC tune-up. Let the GM-certified technicians at Dewey Motor Company get you back on the cool side of life. Give Mike a call at 641-932-7500 to schedule your car for an appointment. That's Dewey Motor Company in Albia.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
6-4, our score here in Norwalk. A small, very small west wind brushes our face here in the box. More text messages. Chargers, you can do it. And Nora wants to add, Coach Smizer, keep your shirt on.
That sounds good. I will. Thanks.
Beginning to cool off just a bit here in Norwalk.
Austin Dermody's a batter for Norwalk. Schroeder jumps in right at him with a strike.
0-1, the curveball, and that's foul down the line. Down the third baseline, foul for strike two. So good job by Schroeder to get ahead of him here, 0-2, and now we've said it a lot of times, but you don't want to throw him anything here.
No,
good hitter.
Good hitter here. Their top five hitters are pretty good in the lineup, it looks like to me, and then they drop off a little.
And a fastball, actually, right down the middle. Harberts gets a nice hop, throws over to first, and retires Dermody. So a very forgiving hop at the shortstop there. That's been actually a common hop tonight.
Yeah,
that ball hops high.
Well, it's a great field. You know, you usually don't get a bad hop on a great field, and this is a great field. And Harberts gets a candy hop, easy throw to first for the first out of the inning.
And so the batter is Marcus Littleton with one out here in the top of the fourth. Ball one from Schroeder is in the dirt. The curveball, the off-speed pitch. Good hitter here. You'd hate to just give him something to tee off on here.
Especially with the big boy coming up next.
Yeah, Kat Zurich waits on deck, the one that hit the three-run shot last time.
Whoa.
Up. Line down the third baseline. Tyler Knust can't get it on the dive. And Littleton aboard with one out, and Kat Zurich the batter. If you remember last inning or two innings ago in the top half of the second inning, Kat Zurich sent one over the scoreboard in right center field for a three-run home run.
And I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't put the runner in motion and get him in scoring position for the big boy here to hit. We'll see.
Boy, Sheraton nearly has Littleton off balance at first base. Just a quick throw over by Schroeder. He wasn't on the rubber. Good job by the Chargers to possibly catch him off guard. Here's the first pitch to Katzirk.
Yeah.
Curveball, and it's fair down the third baseline. Boy, that couldn't have been fair by much, yeah. But Kat Zurich turned on the curveball.
That kid's just a good hitter. He keeps his hands back, keeps his weight back. He's a big, strong boy, it looks like, and he does a nice job at the plate.
Good job by Cameron Canoes. Boy, he gets over to that line quicker than anybody else.
Yeah.
And turns what is a double a lot of times into just a single there. And the runners don't advance, so first and second with one out. And Phillips, the center fielder, is up.
important spot here for Schroeder. He's got to get ahead and get that curveball going a little bit, keep him off pace.
First pitch across for a strike.
And that's a good start right there by him. You know, he needs to come back and throw a curveball here. Try to get them out on their front foot and pop it up, Coach. With just one down here with runners at first and second.
So 0-1. Double play here would be really nice for the Chargers to get out of the inning. Schroeder steps off the rubber, steps off the mound. As does Phillips, steps out of the box, looks down to Coach Weedman. And we're ready to go again. Here's the pitch. On the outside corner, but outside, so taken for a ball. That's been a favorite spot of both teams, and it's been very close. 1-1 the count.
Not a bad spot by Mark.
Here's the pitch. A little half-check swing. Schroeder looks at third, throws to third, but overthrows Tyler Knust at third. One run will come in to score. Katsurik's on his horse. They're going to wave him around. Here's the throw from Cameron Knust home. They're not going to get Katsurik at home. The ball bounces away from Kaska. And to third base goes Phillips. Oh, my goodness. From bad to worse, Coach Smizer. You get a little chopper back to the mound. To get at least one out there you need, and we didn't get anything.
You know, not a great decision there by our pitcher, but like you just said, he's got to make sure of an out there. Nobody scores a run there. If he gets the out at first, there's two outs with runners, second, third, we're in good shape. But
not very often do you see that play thrown to third as opposed to just turning around and throw to second, or just go to first.
Right.
And
the next squeeze play with one out right
batter,
there, Coach.
Corey Anderson, and the runner at third, Phillips, was on his horse to home. And a fouled away, so kind of a gutsy call there.
Yeah, that's Weedman. That's Norwalk baseball. He learned from Al Amers. He was an assistant with Al Amers, and Al Amers is a great baseball coach. And Corey was with him for a long time, and he does a great job himself.
So 0-1 here. And that's hit hard into the gap in center field.
That's down.
Stites on his horse. He's not going to get it. Phillips comes in to score. Anderson on his way to second. Now he's going to turn and look at third, and he's going to get there. The throw from Pro is not in time.
Yeah.
And, boy, the Norwalk bats are about as hot as the West Sun. They've come alive here in the bottom half of the fourth inning. Another run comes across, and it's Norwalk 9, Sheridan 4. Coach Schroeder walks out to the mound. No indication yet, but he brings the infield in.
Yeah, and, you know, like I said just a few innings ago, their top five or six hitters are just solid. You know, they don't make many mistakes. They got great hands at the plate, and they've been taking the ball where it's pitched, and then we're getting in trouble a little bit now.
You're exactly right. Sheridan pitchers have set up on that outside corner, and they're taking it right to that gap.
Yeah.
Just a great hit in the gap there because, obviously, nobody's going to get to that ball.
Yeah. You know, you're not ranked sixth or seventh in the state for nothing. And, you know, in most teams that we play, Kaska sets on a corner and, you know, try to pull that ball and hit a chopper to shortstop for an out. But Norwalk's a good coach team, and they take the ball the opposite field. And Sheridan's in trouble right now, 9-4, Coach.
So Schroeder stays at pitcher. Coach Schroeder walks back to the dugout. And, again, we said it again, this is the tough part of baseball, the mental aspect that Schroeder just needs to get out of this inning. Look to bunt again
squeeze
by Kordick.
Again,
it's a squeeze,
Coach.
And actually nobody's covering.
Yeah, just
Riley Pro, the second baseman, was on his way to first because he's got a cover on the bunt.
You know, that's just an excellent, excellent bunt because we're in our what we used to call regular rotation, first and third coming, because the runner at third's coming, third baseman follows him. You know, and our first baseman's coming in, and the kid bunted hard, and that's, again,
perfect bam-bam play there. Kordick puts down a perfect bunt, perfect location to second base. And nobody there, so obviously he's on a board at first base with nobody out, one out here. The runner at third scores easily. That was Phillips, who reached on the error by Schroeder.
Throw over the first from Mark, trying to keep the runner close. He's back in safe.
And the next batter, number 23.
Pitch.
This is Lavelle, who looks at strike one.
You know, Sheridan just needs to slow down now. Ball got thrown away there. Little frustration setting in, I think.
Strike
nice
two,
pitch.
Nice pitch by Schroeder. And again, we've said it again, he just needs to get this one himself,
yep,
Coach.
Definitely.
Little confidence here.
Nice job by Mark jumping back in, getting two quick strikes.
We'll see what Jacob Kaska calls 0-2. Don't give him anything to hit here. Schroeder steps off the rubber And a good job taking his break. He'll step back, look into Kaska, who gives him a sign. We'll see where Kaska sets up. It's on the outside. Fastball down on the outside part of the plate. Lavelle swings, strike three, and so Schroeder, good job just getting that one himself.
Yeah, that's a great pitch by Mark. Down out of the strike zone just a little bit. If he hits that ball, it's going to be a chopper on the ground anyway. So nice job by Mark taking on himself for the second out of the inning.
Bailey Scott, the first baseman, steps aboard. This might be the best number nine hitter in all the state we've seen so far. Good hitter here. Looks at strike one, the curve on the outside part of the plate.
Looking to see what his stats are right there. He's hitting 304. That's a pretty good number nine hitter hit.
I'd like to have that in the number nine spot. Yeah. Schroeder's second curveball is popped straight up. This is in play. Turner Trinari in foul territory. Comes over, makes the catch, and the Chargers are out of the top of the fourth inning, but not before Norwalk explodes in that inning, scoring four more runs. And after three and a half innings of play, Norwalk takes a commanding 10-4 lead. Don't go anywhere. This game is far from over. You're listening to Charger Baseball, brought to you by the Chuck Wagon, Sheraton Hy-Vee, and Pierschbacher Funeral Homes. Kurt Smizer, Tim Millage back in just a few moments.
Home builders come and go, but Roger Bingham of Bingham Construction has been building homes, garages, and doing remodeling and general repair work since 1972. To be around that long, you must be treating your customers right. So when you need a new home or garage or remodeling work from simple to complex, see Roger Bingham of Bingham Construction and take advantage of 37 years of experience. Call 641-203-0578. That's 641-203-0578.
Interiors and More at 215 South 7th in Sheraton is now under new ownership. Stop in today to say hi to Chris Feehan. Let them help you when it's time for something new. That's Interiors and More in Sheraton. They're hoping for a win tonight. Go Chargers!
The Fielding Funeral Home in Sheraton has been helping your family cope with the difficult task of making funeral arrangements for a loved one since 1856. Clark and his staff encourage you to plan now, to take that stress and pressure off your loved ones at that time of need. For quality service and a caring, experienced staff, see the Fielding Funeral Home in Sheraton.
Norwalk scores four runs in the top half of the fourth inning to make it a 10-4 ball game. But Coach Smizer and I talking during the break, with this Sheraton club, nothing too far out in the way for them. They're a good hitting ball club. Cameron Canoose, the first batter, reaches on an error by Marcus Littleton, the shortstop, with a high throw to Bailey Scott, who can't come down with it. So just like that, Sheraton, the lead runner on, nobody out here. Dermody?
Yep, sorry, Coach, go ahead.
In the stretch, comes to Dalton Stites, who pops that one up. It's out of play. So 0-1. Remember, Cameron Canoose reached last time up, but it was thrown out at second base by a good 10, 15 feet.
Yeah, I was just going to say, if you're a little kid watching, and, you know, a lot of kids get discouraged. They hit a ground ball up the middle, and they see the shortstop getting it. Canoose didn't give up and ran all the way down and got on safe at first. That's great hustle by him. Never giving up. He's a good kid.
Good point. Good fundamental baseball there. 0-1, the throw over to Cameron Canoose. I really would find it hard to believe that Sheraton would do anything funny here. No. You're down by six runs. You just need to string some hits together here.
We got to put some down together now and, you know, get some hits back-to-back and get us back in the ballgame.
Stites nails one that's lined over the head of Littleton at shortstop. Cameron Canoose on his horse will go to third. That's just good base running by Cameron Canoose.
And great base running by Stites. He saw the throw was going to third, and he goes ahead and takes second. Not a good job defensively by Norwalk, but we'll take it as our runners are our heads up right there.
So just like that, the first two runners are aboard for the Sheraton Chargers. Second and third, nobody out, and Jacob Kaska, the hard-hitting catcher, steps to the plate.
You know, we don't have to get all six back right here either, Coach. You know, a lot of game left. Base hit here, base hit there, scratch away one at a time and get us back into the ballgame.
Good point.
Just a solid swing here by Kaska. Somehow get us a run. You know, defense is playing back. Lift a fly ball so we can tag. Do something to score a run right here.
Dermody from the stretch. Boy, that wasn't over the Littleton's glove by more than an inch. Casca looks at strike one. Boy, you got to be ready to swing at that first pitch strike. That was a fastball. Boy, that's a meat house. That's a roundhouse pitch for Casca.
Yeah, he needs to be more aggressive and go after that pitch right there.
0-1 to Casca. Dermody looks at third, looks at Cameron Canoes. Curveball swung on, knocked down by the pitcher who looks at third, throws to first. Great play by Austin Dermody, who just dove to knock the ball down. And throws Casca out at first after looking Canoes off at third. Very fundamental play by Dermody.
Great job there by, just an athlete. Kid's an athlete on the mound. He's making plays. We don't get a good cut there. Jacob needs to be more aggressive on that first fastball. And then he got a little check swing, got himself in trouble right there.
So Riley Pro steps up with two runners aboard, one out here in the bottom half of the fourth inning. Sheraton trailing 10-4.
Riley will get a good cut here.
There and he does. He slices one down the line, and it's just fair down the line. The throw into the first baseman, and two runners will come home to score. Riley Pro, boy, nobody does it better than Riley as far as getting that ball down the line.
Just great work with his hands right there, and I guarantee you that comes from Spiker, Craig Spiker, working with him in the cage. Craig does a great job with the hitters at Sheraton, and he has for a long time. He was helping me coach, and a great fundamental hitter, and he passed that on, and our kids are buying into him and doing a nice job.
So 10-6 now. Sheraton cuts away at that Norwalk lead, scores two there on the Riley Pro single. Runner aboard at first base, one out, and the batter is Turner Trinari, who looks at strike one.
Again, getting back to stringing some hits together now. We scored two. We got a runner on. Got to move him around. Get him in scoring position with less two outs here.
Dermody looks, fires ball one. So 1-1 the count to Turner Trinari. And it's just a great attribute by both teams. Both teams not overpowering with their pitching. Just great hitting teams. And we've seen that. Although Sheraton only four hits, six runs.
Oh,
lines that
my.
One back off Dermody. And Turner Trinari will be
there.
Aboard.
Yeah.
Dermody took the line drive right off of his gut. Boy, you hope that kid's okay. That was a liner, Coach.
Yeah, that's a great job at bat right there by Trinari. Kept his hands back and smoked it right up the middle. I don't know if he got his glove up to hit it or if it hit him.
Oh, they're looking at his elbow. I'm not sure if it got him in the elbow. Coach Weedman on.
Looks like it's his left arm, though, so should be able to pitch and be all right.
And just gave Turner Trinarian just enough time. No one could recover the ball after a hit off of Dermody, and so he's aboard at first base.
Hey, just what we're talking about, though, stringing hits together. We scored two with Riley Pro, and then Turner gets a hit behind him. So, again, cooking a little bit. Guy runs first and second just with one out, and Tyler Canoes coming to the plate.
Yep, and taking advantage of those little things. Cameron Canoes reaches on the high throw from Littleton at short. So just taking advantage of all those little miscues. We'll see if it bites Norwalk in the rear here. Tyler Canoes, the third baseman, steps up. Runners aboard at second and first. One out here in the bottom half of the fourth inning. A long look in by Dermody, who looks at second at Pro. Now comes home. Curveball.
Good pitch. Wow, I don't know where that's at.
You and I both, we have no idea where these pitches look pretty good. Curveball taken for ball one.
I'm glad I'm on the radio and not in a coach down there because I'd probably be in trouble right
well,
now.
Well, I guarantee you, even if you weren't on the radio, you would be on the radio because we'd be hearing you.
Hey, that's a good point. I have a soft voice, Coach.
Speak softly and carry a big stick, right? With one out here. The off-speed pitch is taken. By the third baseman. Baseman Kat Zurich fielded cleanly. Threw to the second baseman, Greenslade, who threw over to first. And another bad throw to first base. Otherwise, they'd be out of the inning.
Yeah.
Another run comes in. 10-7 now.
Great play by the big third baseman. He's going to his left and fields it and throws a strike to the second baseman. Greenslade just didn't get enough on scores on the play.
So two out at home. First pitch taken on the outside corner for strike one. That mysterious outside corner tonight,
yep,
that's just
all
been
over
that,
the place, baby.
It's been the Bermuda Triangle of the call zone tonight. We have no idea where things are going there. 0-1 to Berlin. Curveball. Nice pitch by Dermott. He swung on by Austin Berlin. Just got out in front of himself there on his toes.
Yep.
And 0-2 quickly.
Got to set back and take that the opposite field. I do like this Berlin kid, though. Look, you know, I haven't seen him play too much this year, but every time he's at plate, he looks like he's got a good swing.
And a good kid here. That ball taken high and outside. So ball 1-2. Dermody's still in good shape here. Austin Berlin's got to look for something to hit, possibly right here at a 1-2 count.
Yep.
We'll see what Dermody does. Throw over to first. Back in time is Tyler Knust.
Knust doesn't have a ton of wheels at first base, but usually a pretty headsy ball player.
Dermody, the long stare into Anderson, his catcher. And here's the pitch on 1-2. Outside, Tyler Knust stays at first. Ball nearly a pass ball.
Yeah, Knust looked like he actually got a pretty good jump there. We'll see what Coach Schroeder does.
I'd be scared to run on Mr. Anderson, though.
You know, the only thing I'm... Let's go with the pitch here.
That's a chopper to second base. Fielded cleanly. The throw over to first is in time. And Austin Berlin and the Chargers are retired, but not before they strike back and cut the Norwalk lead that was 6 down to a field goal. 10-7 is our score after 4 innings of play. You're listening to Charger Baseball, brought to you by Kent Farm Management, Bingham Construction, Johnson Machine Works. Don't go anywhere. This one's an exciting matchup. District 13 final, Norwalk 10, Sheraton 7.
Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of the Sheraton Chargers softball team on KIIC. Call Adam Barr at 774-2585 for all your investment needs. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Grace Baptist Church in Sheraton congratulates the Chargers on their winning season and would like to encourage them with this verse from Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1, to continue to run with endurance the race that is set before them. Grace Baptist Church in Sheraton.
Johnson Machine Works in Sheraton is a proud sponsor of Charger and Chargerette Athletics. Johnson Machine Works is a company proud of its culture, traditions, and spirit of rural America. Johnson Machine Works competes on the world stage for fabricated steel products with a 180,000 square foot facility and decades of experience. Johnson Machine Works is proud to bring you this live broadcast.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Welcome back to Norwalk. 4 innings are in the books. 10-7 is our score. The good news about the Chargers, they're like the Heat, Coach Smizer. They refuse to go away.
That's good. You know, hey, keep battling, and you never know what happens. So they've done a nice job battling back so far.
And we'll see. Every time they get a little confidence, Norwalk's bats come alive. And so a 3-up, 3-down situation would be nice for Schroeder and the Chargers now. Actually, first pitch from Schroeder.
Yeah.
That mysterious curveball looks like a strike, but take it for ball 1.
Might have been up a little bit. They're back, Norwalk back at the top of the order here. Green slate.
Good hitter. Want to stay away from anything good here. Schroeder throws that one in the dirt to the backstop. So 2-0 the count to Greenslade, who's tripled.
Yeah,
we know he's singled.
Yeah, just like you said right there, stay away from him. You know, if you put him on, you know, singles better. What I'm saying is don't groove one right here. You know what I mean? Don't groove it.
Here's Schroeder from the windup. Fastball right down the middle. Schroeder has to get off the mound, goes to his right, throws over to Trinari, and just gets him in time. Nice play by Schroeder just to take his time there, take a deep breath, and take a step towards first. Nice play.
Nice play by Mark and a good pitch. Left it on the inner half. You know, he didn't get much of a piece of it, and Mark gets off the mound. Mark's quick. You know, he gets off the mound and makes a good play right there.
You know, sometimes, though, you panic, though. You think you have to hurry there, and he just very calm and collected there. Made the right play. So here's the second batter. This is the pitcher, Dermody, who rifles one down the third baseline, foul. So quickly 0-1 to him, and boy, a 3-up, 3-down inning would be just what the doctor ordered here.
Definitely.
In the bottom half of the fifth inning. Top half of the fifth, excuse me. And the curveball swung on, and Riley Pro over to make the catch. And so 2-up, 2-down, just a curveball, and out on his front foot was Dermody, who popped that one to second.
Nice inning so far here right by Mark. Coming right at the hitters, mixing the pitches up. Got a fastball, moved one in, got a curveball, and we got two outs.
So Marcus Littleton, the shortstop, steps up. And Kat Zurich waits on deck. You'd like to get out of this inning before he has to come
good
up.
Good pitch.
Schroeder's first pitch in there for a strike. Yeah, curve on the inside part of the plate, Coach.
Yeah, good pitch to start this kid out. Good hitter. You know, he's cranked a couple down the line here. So nice pitch. Get him off pace with a curveball early.
Schroeder, the windup, the pitch on the outside corner. Close.
Me?
I don't know what, man.
He is so inconsistent. Can I say that on the radio? This guy's inconsistent. You know, as a coach, you just want to be consistent.
Right.
That was a good pitch right there.
1-1 the count. That one on the outside corner. Outside, so 2-1. And obviously from the booth, it's a little harder to see. We don't know how
coach,
high.
Coach, I'm sitting right behind him. Come on, Mark.
2-1 with two outs here. And
he just hit that a ton. Get back, Stites. Get back,
center field. Stites going back to the wall.
That is a great catch.
And makes the catch over his left shoulder as Stites nearly to center field and beyond. Littleton cranks one to center.
Wow. That's just a heck of a catch right there by Stites.
I was waiting for Stites to wait at the wall and watch it go over, Coach.
You know, when he was about two steps away from the fence, he covered some ground right there. That's a great catch by the senior out there in center field.
So we're going to head to the bottom half of the fifth. Three up, three down for the Chargers. That's the good news. The better news, the bats are coming up. Only trailing by three at 10-7. Don't go anywhere. This is a good one. You're listening to Charger Baseball on Thunder Country. The parents are dancing. The parents are dancing.
It's getting crazy in Norwalk.
Kent Farm Management and Real Estate in Sheraton specializes in the marketing and management of agriculture land in South Central Iowa, as well as meeting the needs of people wishing to live in a friendly small town atmosphere. Their real estate agents are eager to show you their farm, residential, acreage, and commercial listings. Their experience in real estate and agriculture runs deep at Kent Farm Management and Real Estate in Sheraton. They look forward to working with you, whether that investment is your personal residence, private retreat, or good Iowa farmland. Let them share their love of rural Iowa with you and make your next investment a great one. Kent Farm Management and Real Estate in Sheraton.
At a time of personal loss, the strains of the moment can be so overwhelming. That's when the thoughtfulness of others can mean so much.
When Mom passed away, we were at a loss, so we truly appreciated every little act of kindness.
For caring, considerate funeral arrangements, talk to one of our dedicated staff. Our thoughtfulness will put you at ease and create a tribute to a legacy of life. Pierce Bacher Funeral Home and Cremation Services. A legacy of life.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
Baseball not known for their cheerleaders, but tonight in Norwalk, the parents doing their fair share of the cheerleading, and rightfully so as Sheraton just battled back. 10-7 is our score here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Dylan Lundy, the first batter, looks at ball two. So quickly ahead in the count is 2-0, Dylan Lundy.
That's a good deal here. You know, 8-9-1 hitters. You know, if I'm a Norwalk head coach, I'm going to throw this kid strikes. You know, 8-9-1 usually not, or 8-9 usually not your best hitters. So,
3-1 the count. Throws one right down the middle. 3-1 now to Lundy.
No, still, I'm looking at only one pitch right here and being patient. And
looks at ball four, and that's not what Norwalk needs to do. Dylan Lundy struggles at the plate, or has been as of late, and he's aboard with nobody out. Now the nine-hitter, Dustin Harbert. And now what do you do, Coach? You're down three. Can you play small ball here?
Yeah, I think. You know, I think so with our number nine hitter, and we've got good hitters coming up behind them. You know, it's just a bottom of five. So we got three.
He's going to make a change here. He walks out to the mound, a thief in the night. And he's going to their second baseman, Colby Greenslade. And so we're going to take a break and send it back to the booth. We've got a pitching change here with one runner aboard here in the bottom half of the fifth. It's Norwalk 10, Sheraton 7. We're going to send it back to the booth. You're listening to Thunder Country and the live broadcast of Charger Baseball, brought to you by Sheraton Hy-Vee, Fielding Funeral Homes, and Johnson Machine Works. We'll be back in just a few moments here from Norwalk.
Now is the time to consider selling your farm. You won't find a better promotional deal than the one that Red Hawk Realty is offering. They'll sell your farm for a 1% commission for one day only.
That's right, 1%.
There's limited space for listings. This sale will be August 13th at Lakeside Casino in Osceola, featuring live video and live internet bidding. This is a once-in-a-lifetime promotional offer. Call Todd at Red Hawk Realty at 641-203-2242. Keep more of your money. Sell your farm for just 1% commission. Call Todd at Red Hawk Realty for more information.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Welcome back to Norwalk. A pitching change here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Colby Greenslade, the 10th grader, who was playing second base, will now be the pitcher. The bad news for the Chargers, Colby has an ERA of .78. The good news for the Charger is he's only pitched in 18 innings.
That's right. Yeah, you know, that's not a ton of innings for the season. And it looks like, you know, looking at their stats here, they've got a lot of kids that throw in a lot, you know, mixed and matched. So we'll see what we can do with this kid. Just a sophomore, so maybe that's in our favor.
Obviously, Coach Weedman feeling enough to where he can put him in a district final game and feel confident with the 10th grader. Coach Weedman has looked at and really liked. So we'll see what happens here. Dustin Harberts is the 9 hitter. Dylan Lundy aboard first base with nobody out. Gets the sign from Coach Schroeder down at third. And we'll see what the Chargers try to do here. Here's the delivery. And first pitch taken for strike one by Greenslade. Harbert's not showing bunt there. Looks down at Coach Schroeder again. And here's Greenslade's second pitch. Swung on, fouled away. Strike two. So quickly, Greenslade ahead in the count, 0-2.
You know, I don't know if we missed a sign early there and he got back in the box and didn't look at Coach the whole time. Something happened there, I think. But two strikes now. He's got to be tough at the plate and throw the hands at the ball.
See what Greenslade does here. Curveball way inside, and holy cow, nearly to the backstop. That would have been a major plus for Sheraton as Lundy would have been down to second very easily.
Harbert's got to stand up right there. Just turn backwards and let it hit you instead of ducking. That's a base runner, baby.
Good point. 1-2 to Harbert's. Here's Greenslade's delivery. Fastball swung on. And it's through the infield between the first and second baseman. Runners are held up at first and second. And Greenslade doesn't appear to have overpowering stuff and not great off-speed pitches. So the Chargers are a good enough hitting ball club to where, Coach, they could just tee off on this kid.
Yeah, I hope so here. We'll see. This is interesting. See what Coach Schroeder does here. Runners to first and second. We got no outs. You know, we're down three. Top order, maybe our best hitter. It is our best hitter, you know, at the plate. A lot of coaches have bunted this position. I kind of like the deal. Give Canoose one swing, one good swing, and then if he doesn't get us a base hit, then maybe bunt or one strike.
Definitely.
We'll see what Coach Schroeder does.
This is a kid that could beat out a bunt very easily.
Yeah.
So third baseman is in. Actually, even with the bagger, the first baseman is in. And there's a big gap right over Greenslade's left shoulder. And there's the bunt. It's popped foul.
You know, it looked like he was bunting more for a hit there, Coach. He didn't square around and give himself up early, but we'll see what happens here. You know, I don't mind that call at all. You know, we got to score three. You know, if you can get runners in second, third, sights, he had a big hit last time, and then Kaska coming up behind him. So
0-1 to Canoost. Here in the bottom half of the fifth inning, the Chargers have found themselves down numerous times tonight, but have fought back here within three.
Back!
There's the throw to second. Over the second baseman's head, but not far enough for Lundy to take off towards third. Yeah. They had the pickoff play.
And good decision by Lundy there, though. Good decision by Lundy because we need to be safe here and get three outs. You know, only rolled about two steps in the grass.
So Cameron Canoose looks down at Coach Schroeder. Goes through his motions, goes through his indicators, his signs. We'll see what he's dialed up here. Greenslade in the stretch. A long look into Anderson, his catcher. Now a look back at second base to Lundy. Here's the pitch. Swung on, fouled away. Fastball right down the middle. So 0-2 to Cameron Canoost. Greenslade found himself in an 0-2 count. Last batter up to Harbert's.
tough here for Cameron. Now he's got to move runners up here with two strikes to get the ball in play. Hustle out like he's been doing all night. Try to move the runners up in the scoring position.
Good news is Cameron Canoes does not strike out very much, so he'll put the ball into play more times than not. Setting up on the outside corner is Anderson. And a pitch that's just a little bit high,
looks
like. Yeah,
that's up a little bit. That's a nice job by Canoes.
So 1-2, and that's where you kind of said the other night the catcher was setting up outside. The ball wasn't even close there. A lot of times they're not going to give you that call.
Right.
One down here. Green Slade's delivery. The curveball. It's hit hard into center field.
Right at him.
But actually right to Phillips. Lundy can't tag up as that ball is not deep enough. Boy, that looked like it popped off the bat a lot harder than it did.
Yeah. Just got his hands. Just got under it just a little bit. You know, two strikes, always getting the ball in play. And
very solid contact, though, by Cameron Canoost.
Got a couple seniors coming up here in Stitesy and Kask in action. Need to come up big and get a base hits for the Chargers.
So Stites steps in. One down here in the bottom half of the fifth. Runners on second and first. The Chargers looking to cut into that three-run lead. Greenslade out of the stretch. Looks back at Lundy. Now comes home. Fastball. Stites can't catch up to it.
Yeah, we're not seeing this guy's arm motion very good. And, you know, from up here, it doesn't look like he's overpowering by any means. He's got a little funny arm sling motion, and I don't think we're picking up the ball very well.
It kind of hides that pitch.
Yeah, it does. Does a nice job with that.
0-1, curveball, misses inside, and again, you said it.
That irritates me.
That's something that you could be aboard and hit by pitch.
You know, that's something when I was coaching we worked on all the time. You see a curveball, and we turn into it and let us hit it in the shoulder.
Greenslade's next pitch outside, so 2-1.
Stitey needs to be aggressive here on a fastball. A 2-1 count should be a good pitch to hit. A kid doesn't want to go 3-1 with a, you know, runners at first and second, so need to be aggressive here and get a good pitch to hit.
Greenslade out of the stretch, outside again, so 3-1. Now you have to be really choosy about what you want to swing at. You'd love to load the bases for Jacob Kaska with only one out here.
Yeah, you know, hit off a tee right here. It should be right there.
Big pitch for both teams. Greenslade, here's the pitch. Swung on, that's a ground ball. It's through the gap. On base, holding up at third is Lundy, probably a wise choice.
Yeah.
The throw comes home. The bases will be loaded, though, with only one out. Jacob Kaska, your catcher, now comes to the plate.
Nice job right there by Schroeder. You know, we got two outs to work with, bases loaded. You got a couple seniors coming up. It's a good job by him to hold the runner and not try to make something happen there when we shouldn't.
Yeah, the shortstop Littleton actually was near second base because of the threat of Lundy to run there. It actually pulled him away from what may have been him, you know, catching that ground ball or getting up to that ground ball. So still one out. Bases are loaded. Jacob Kaska looking for that big hit tonight. This would certainly be it, though.
Yeah, I think it's his third at bat, and he's walked twice. So
first delivery is in the dirt by Greenslade. So 1-0 the count to Jacob Kaska.
Got to get some runs out of this, Coach.
Greenslade, long pause. Throw is, the pitch is on the outside corner, but too far outside. So 2-0 here, and we're back to some first and second inning jitters here.
But, boy, senior, we got to be aggressive right here on a good pitch. Lift something and get it out of here.
2-0 the count. Fastball is high. 3-0 now the count to Kaska, who will be taking all the way here. And hopefully we can say that he's going to trot down to first base and one more run will come in to score with just one out. And Riley Pro coming up to the plate. Here is the pitch at 3-0, way inside. Take your walk, Jacob. Come on home, Dylan Lundy. 10-8 now. And now, Riley Pro.
Now we're back to base hit. Ties it up, Coach. We're right back in the game. As Kaska draws a walk, and Sinclair will be his runner.
And Chad Weedman comes back out to the mound. It looks like he'll be making a change here, possibly. He hasn't motioned anything yet. And you got to think Norwalk's running. They pitched a little. Ace was knocked out in the second inning, first inning. And doesn't look like he's going to be making a change here.
Good spot for Riley Pro here, though. You know, senior, kid with a lot of confidence.
And a sophomore pitching to you.
Right. Having a little trouble, you know.
You'd love for him to make an error. He's struggling just getting it over the plate. This you'd like for Riley just to be able to take advantage of him just trying to get one over the plate here.
Again, coaches look at a different way. I'd tell Riley to be really aggressive right here. On first ball, fastball, anywhere close, I'd be trying to take a good cut.
Riley Pro steps in. Greenslade from the stretch. He's struggled mightily in this inning. He looks at Anderson, his catcher. Comes home in the dirt. Kept in front by Anderson. So 1-0 the count to Riley Pro.
Make sure our runners are smart here with one out. They got a freeze on line drive. Make sure the ball goes through somewhere.
1-0 the count to Pro. Ball inside and high. 2-0 to Pro. Coach Weedman out of the dugout now and looks to be pacing his sideline a bit. Maybe looking for anybody that can throw. He's actually looking towards the crowd. I don't know if he can recruit this late or not, Coach. Swung on, strike one. Nice pitch from Greenslade there. Good cut by Pro.
Good cut by Riley. Got a good cut right there and being aggressive. Hands to the ball. Still in good position, though. Still 2-1 count.
From the stretch is Greenslade. 2-1 count to Pro with one out here in the bottom of the fifth. Swung on, popped up and out of play. Good pitch to hit.
Yeah, just jammed him a little bit, run him inside a little bit. Riley couldn't get his hands out. 2-2 now.
We'll see what Greenslade's done. Twice in this inning, Coach, he's been up in the count, or at least even in the count with two strikes. Not made a wise choice on this next pitch, so we'll see if he makes an error to Pro again. 2-2 the count. One out here. Anderson sets up on the outside. Curveball is high. Can't pull it down. 3-2 the count. Big pitch here for both schools.
Yeah, this is huge, and I like our senior against the sophomore right here.
If you're a betting man, I don't know if you are.
Good one, Tim.
We like our odds here. Here's the payoff pitch. Way inside. Ball four. Walk on to first, Riley. Come on home. Dustin Harbert's 10-9. One out here. Bases loaded. Weedman back out to the mound. There will be a pitching change, so we're going to go ahead and take a break. Send it back to the booth. You wanted a good one. You got one here in Norwalk. The District 13 final. It's a track meet. It's 10-9. You're listening to Charger Baseball, brought to you by Red Hawk Realty, CNC Cycle, Hammer Medical Supply, and Sheraton Ford. Back in a few moments.
Gas prices are way high. That's painfully obvious. So let go of the driving wheel and twist the throttle of a brand new Yamaha sport bike or scooter from CNC Custom Cycle instead. Hop on a Yamaha FZ6R sport bike and see what's more satisfying, the thrilling ride or blasting by drivers filling up at the pump again. Or take it much farther on a 115 mile per gallon Yamaha C3 scooter. You can even blur the line between motorcycle and scooter on a sporty T-Max, the real key to the city. Yamaha makes 6 sport bikes and 8 scooters in all, with up to 123 miles per gallon. So head to CNC Custom Cycle today and save gas and money without sacrificing your soul. Visit them on the web at www.cc-cycle.com, cc-cycle.com. CNC Custom Cycle in Sheraton, Iowa. They're a good deal better. Fuel economy estimates based on U.S. EPA exhaust emission certification data. Actual mileage may vary.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
Welcome back to Norwalk. We'd like to thank all of our listeners online tonight. Remember, you can listen anywhere in the world on www.KIICradio.com. A lot of listeners out there tonight listening wherever you are. Thank you for listening. You've tuned into a good one here. Wish you could be here. 10-9 is our score in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Bases are juiced. Turner Trinari, a very good hitter up with just one out. The new pitcher is the third baseman, Austin Katzurek. Coach Weedman has made his rounds around the infield. He's only got the first baseman left.
Exactly.
And they're running out of arms quickly. Katzurek, that big right-hander, steps and looks in. Here's his first pitch. Swung on. It's popped up.
Goodness.
Got a good hit, pitch to hit. But that's popped up to the second baseman who nearly drops it. Doesn't matter.
Yep, doesn't matter, Coach, right there because it's an infield fly rule. Batter's automatically out.
So Tyler Canoe steps to the plate. Still two out. Boy, a base hit here. Yeah. Tyler Canoes could really help help his team out here with a base hit, a walk. We'll take anything but an out here.
You know, another senior right here. He's played a lot of baseball. He's a good kid. Needs to come up with a big hit right here. Big spot for him.
Katzerich from the windup looks at Tyler Canoes. Her first pitch on the outside corner. Strike one. Katzerich looks like he throws a little harder than we've seen thus far this evening, Coach.
And he comes straight over the top with that fastball. So it'll make the curveball look really ugly if he can get it over. I know that.
Katzerich from the windup with a 0-1 count to Canoes. Nearly misses on the outside corner. Boy, too close if you're me in there swinging. I think I'm swinging at that one, Coach.
You're taking a hack.
1-1, the count to Canoes. 10-9 is our score.
Seen all fastballs so far from this boy.
Here's the windup, the pitch on the outside corner, but low, so 2-1. Canoes looks down to Coach Schroeder, who just gives him a clap here. Word of encouragement. Here is the offering on 2-1. Swung on, fouled away. Again, they're late on his offering.
Yeah, they are. Weird arm angle, and they're late, and he's bringing all fastballs so far right at us here.
2-2, the count with two outs here. Big pitch for both schools.
Yeah, it looks like a catcher sitting on the outside half. He's going to try to take one to right field to get a base hit, I think, Coach.
Katzerich waves off the first option and swung on and just nearly nicked to stay alive as Tyler Canoes. Katzerich didn't like what Corey Anderson gave him on the first signal. I'm guessing it was a curveball, and
yeah,
he said,
"I'd say so." He wants to throw the heater, baby. Throw the heater.
Little trivia for you out there. Text in 641-203. Tell us what movie that line, Coach Meiser's line, just came from. Forget the curveball, Rick. Throw the heater. And there was the curveball. I think we know why.
Exactly.
He wanted to stay away from that one.
Huge count here. Full count with two outs. Now Reynolds will be running, so we're going to score two runs on a base hit for sure right here. Big spot for Tyler Canoes.
Here's the windup, and here's the pitch from Katzerich. Swung on, fouled away. Again, if you'll text in, what movie line did that come from, or what movie did that line come from, we can't give you any prizes.
Coach,
just keep
Millie,
in mind that.
I thought you'd buy him a free pizza, Coach. I'd say that'd be a great deal. Get a free pizza from listening to Millage right here.
Well, we'll give you a
3-2 again. Go. Here we go. 3-2, two outs.
3-2, runners go. Katzerich, windup. Pitch is taken outside. Ball four. This ball game is tied. New life for the Chargers at 10-10 now. Two outs in the bottom of the fifth. The Chargers score three here and still counting. Austin Berlin, the junior, comes to the plate.
You know, this kid, I think Jake's just telling him that's just what I'm thinking. Hey, everything's fastball, so get your hands ready. Everything's been a fastball that's been close. Get your hands ready and get a good pitch to hit and drive it.
And be aggressive. Here we go. Austin Berlin, first pitch, fastball.
That a boy.
He was
okay.
Late.
That's all right, though. He's aggressive on the pitch, and I like that swing. This Berlin's impressing me at the plate. He's done a nice job.
Fouled away by Berlin. Again, you just got to count on that fastball because
yep.
We haven't seen anything off speed from Katzerich.
No.
Fastball again is high. Again, Katzerich waves off Anderson's first signal. So 1-1 with two outs here. Pitch taken on the outside corner. Close but outside. 2-1. And Norwalk cannot get out of this inning.
Tell you what, we've had a couple of these. This is just an interesting game. There's a good pitch.
On the outside corner, that's taking strike one, and here we go. We have a text. Let's see if we got the answer here. And Patrick Lehart.
Yeah, wouldn't you know it?
Wouldn't
Pat
you know
Lehart.
It? Patrick
Way
Lehart.
Go, Patrick.
Junior Bacon Chosen One. That movie line came from Major League.
Another full count, boys. He throws an outside ball on the outside corner again. Just misses. Full count with two outs. Runners will be going again. So base hit scores two. Puts us up by two.
Here we go. Payoff pitch 3-2.
Ball
outside.
Four.
Ball four. So one run comes in to score. The Chargers take an 11-10 lead. The throw down to third as Riley Pro got a little aggressive on the pass ball. Just like that, Sheraton regains the lead. The movie line did come from Major League. Sorry, Chris. Not the Bad News Bears. Patrick Lehart, you win complimentary Kurt Smizer sweat tonight. Brought to you by the Sheraton Hy-Vee Food Store.
That's better than pizza any day, Pat. So Chargers go up 11-10 here in the bottom of the five. Base is still loaded with two outs. And Lundy's our hitter.
So Dylan Lundy steps up, the senior. Takes strike one on the outside corner.
This kid just lives out there, man. I'd be crowding the plate and rolling right at him.
11-10 is our score. Again, we'll say it again. There will be no Cy Young Awards tonight. The ball one taken high.
1-1.
Getting a lot of texts in now, Coach, but they're too late on that. Patrick Lehart already won. Here's a pitch, 1-1, swung on. It's swung late, driven foul, and I believe, do you drive
man.
A Silverado, Coach?
No, I hope not. Mine's parked in the back. I'm in the front row.
That pitch brought to you by State Farm Insurance, auto insurance, windshield insurance. 1-2 the count. Swung on, strike three for Lundy. So Norwalk finally gets out of the bottom half of the fifth.
Good
but not before
Sheridan.
Giving up four runs to the Chargers, who now lead in this District 13 final. 11-10 is our score. We hope you haven't gone anywhere because there's still two full innings to play here in Norwalk. It's been back and forth, and it's a good one. This is Kurt Smizer, Tim Millage bringing you this live broadcast brought to you by the Chuck Wagon Hammer Medical Supply and Sheraton Ford. Sheraton 11, Norwalk 10. You're listening to Thunder Country.
Johnson Machine Works in Sheraton is a proud sponsor of Charger and Chargerette Athletics. Johnson Machine Works is a company proud of its culture, traditions, and spirit of rural America. Johnson Machine Works competes on the world stage for fabricated steel products with a 180,000 square foot facility and decades of experience. Johnson Machine Works is proud to bring you this live broadcast.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
We enter into the top half of the sixth inning, and the boys in red and white walking with the swag, Coach, as they regain the lead after two innings of back-to-back running, scoring runs there. Makes it 11-10 here.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Phillips, the first batter for Norwalk, down the left field line.
Let's
it's
see if
fair.
Canoes can get to it and get him out here.
Canoes, the throw to second. It's going to be right on target.
He's got him.
And Canoes throws him out at second base.
Are you kidding me? That kid throws BBs. I don't know why any coach in the state wants to run him. That is a great job getting to the ball, first of all, and then threw a straight BB to Riley Pro. Pro makes a great catch, great tag. Huge first out for the Chargers.
I don't watch a ton of high school baseball. Coach Smizer, there cannot be a better play in all of the state than that there.
That's a great play in a huge spot.
Because they either have a runner at second or first with nobody out in a big inning here.
Yep.
That's momentum is a wicked game.
Right now
it's swinging all Chargers.
It is definitely. And you know what? 6 outs, now we're down to 5 outs for Norwalk. Great play by Cameron Canoes, left fielder.
And he made one of those throws the other night, just wasn't fielded cleanly by Pro. That ball is hit hard to center field. Dalton Stites back.
Uh-oh.
Can't make the catch this time. Phillips on his way to second base. Now he's looking at third. Stites can't get out of the fence. Got caught up at third. Is Phillips. Stites nearly made a great catch again. Phillips is held up at third base. Stites got up, couldn't get out of the fence. It looked like he was caught in the fence, Coach.
Yeah, it looked like got his foot. I'm not sure if he caught his foot or caught his arm as he went back to throw. You know, that makes that throw right there from Canoes huge because right now the game would be tied and they'd have at least a runner at second, maybe third right there with no outs. And now we got one out, so still got the lead.
And, you know, not faulting the first base coach for telling that runner to go because who makes that play
other
than Cameron Canoes tonight? That ball, the first pitch to Anderson, taken in the dirt outside.
But yeah.
Good job by
nice
Kaska
bounce back there
front.
By Kaska. I'll tell you what, Coach, don't forget, this is a kid that squeezed last time. Good, nice job. I don't know if Jacob's thinking that Schroeder come out of the dugout, but this is a kid that squeezed last time, and they're looking for a run tied up, so you never know right here.
Kaska goes out to the mound to talk to Schroeder just about possible situations here now. Riley Pro, the second baseman, steps in. Kaska walks back to home plate.
Well, we got a second here, Coach. Would you get another text?
Yeah, we got a couple more guesses.
That's totally
Harry
amazing.
Potter yeah. was a guess.
I'm guessing that's a good thing. Was that Joe Millage? It's a good thing he runs this radio station, because anybody else texting that in, that is just terrible, right? That's a bad guess.
That is a bad guess. Harry Potter did gross $180 million this weekend, but if that was the trivia question, Joe, you'd be right on target, but that was not the question.
Yeah, try again, Joe. But that's okay. We love the radio station.
Actually, I think the line that we were referring to, it was in the first Harry Potter movie, but he guessed the last one.
There you go.
Nice pitch on strike right there one by Anderson. Schroeder brought the heat there.
Yep. Count two and one. One out here. Still that runner at third. We're trying to keep him on third so this game does not get tied up.
Like
Look
we said, though,
here.
Momentum has been a fierce
yes.
competitor tonight, and it's back with the Chargers.
Mark just rearing back and throwing right now. I like to see that. Challenge hitters. This is a nice job by Schroeder on the mound.
2-2 to Anderson. Boy, if the Chargers can get out of here unscathed, you got to like that. Schroeder bringing a heat.
Yeah.
And he struck Anderson out on the outside corner. Boy, you said it. He just brought it again.
Yeah. And I would stay right there. I'd keep throwing gas, make these guys down the bottom of the order hit it right there, because that's a great job. Now we got two outs here.
Kordick now the batter. I think this is the guy, maybe, Coach, that did the squeeze bunt in that top of the fourth inning.
Yeah, with two outs now, they take that out of consideration. And it looks like to me this kid's hitting to the right side all the time. We need to maybe hustle around that way just a little bit more.
Kordick's first pitch foul down the right field line out of play. So 0-1, and again, boy, if the Chargers can get out of this.
Yeah,
you got to like
they're
4 outs away from heading to the sub-state final, one game away from state. Kordick looks at the off-speed pitch from Schroeder, who just left it hanging.
It's all right. You know, I guess good to show it to him. But get right back to that gas and overpower this kid and challenge him and make him hit it here.
And Schroeder asking the officials for a new ball here.
Whoop.
And he threw the same
ball.
Who
wants it?
All right.
Oop. Ball one.
Schroeder. Boy, we really can't describe what's happening, but they're trying to get a new ball. They're trying to get a new ball to Schroeder, and everybody keeps overthrowing everybody. Schroeder first overthrew the official. The official overthrew Schroeder. We've seen more pass balls in the last 20 seconds than we have in the first six innings.
Big pitch here by Mark. Go get him, Marky.
1-1.
Oh,
and that one's
gosh.
Behind the backstop, but a good job. Actually, the ball just ricocheted directly back to Casket home plate. Otherwise, Phillips at third is scoring.
Yeah, Weedman is ticked there because, you know, you got to be aggressive with two outs right there. That ties up the game. Chad struggling down there at third base, Coach, and I see
but
that.
But, I don't think he scores there. He's in wheels, but who knows.
We'll take it anyway.
2-1 the count to Kordick. This is a big out. Actually, big for both schools. Norwalk just trying to tie the game here as we head into the bottom half of the sixth. Sheraton trying to get out of here with the lead and add to it here as we enter the bottom half. Schroeder's delivery high and inside. So 3-1 to Kordick.
Yeah, another way to look at this, Coach. You know, this is number six. You know, if we can get this guy out, we got 7, 8, 9 hitters up in that final inning and a chance to close them out here.
Alec Lavelle waits on deck. The ball four is taken by Kordick, maybe just a bit low. But, again, you can't really focus on that.
No.
Just concentrate and get the batter. There's two outs. You just got to get this batter, Lavelle.
And I'd be thinking the same thing. This kid doesn't look real stocky. He's going to be hitting probably to the right side, so we need to watch that right side.
Casca steps out in front of home plate and gives the infield. They're signaling for either a bunt or probably not a bunt here in two outs, but a stealing situation
here. Yeah, first and third situation. This could be tricky because Norwalk can pull some things out of the bag, do a walk-off, do something like that, and try to catch Sheraton off guard here.
We'd like to give a shout-out to Kevin Hall, who's listening in Los Angeles, California, live on the Internet. And Kevin Hall says, go Chargers. Thanks, Kevin, for listening, and all you others online that are listening tonight. Schroeder's first pitch to Lavelle.
Block. Great block by Jacob Kasker right there. Ball in the down in the dirt, off to his right. He had a slide to his right. Nice job blocking it. Save a run right there.
Kevin, if you'll text back, what's the temperature out there in Los Angeles? I'm guessing it's hotter here in Iowa than it is in Los Angeles right now. 1-0 the count. Now this one in the dirt also from Schroeder. So 2-0 to Lavelle.
That's why you love a senior catcher right there. He's doing a great job. Jacob Kasker behind the plate. That might have caught him too. That went off.
And Kaska looks like he's trying to stretch out his hamstrings. Probably fatigue and cramping now start to set in as a catcher has been, you know, crouching behind home plate with these high temperatures and humidities.
Two and O's a count here with two outs. Norwalk runners at first and third. I'm guessing the batter's just going to look at some strikes here.
And Patrick Lehart, who just texted in, he's glad he's going to get that complimentary Kurt Smizer sweat instead of a chest set.
Yeah. Patrick's a deal. I like Patrick. 3-0 here. 3-0.
Smizer sweat is a hot commodity.
It is hot.
So 3-0 now to Lavelle. Mark just looking to throw a strike here. Nope. Ball taken a little high, so ball four. Two walks after two out. And that'll load the bases with the number nine hitter, who we've already talked about, has been very impressive tonight. The number nine hitter is the first baseman, Bailey Scott, who's had a couple of hits early in the game.
Yeah, you know, you're usually your number nine hitter's not hitting over 300, and the kid's hitting 304 coming into this. I don't know where in these stats were, but that's pretty good for your number nine hitter. A tough spot. You know, my guess is he's going to take a pitch here, so Mark needs to get ahead early in the count.
That went way high. Yeah. 1-0. Schroeder, obviously... frustrated with himself as he gestures to himself and spanks his glove.
He's got to come right back at him, throw that fastball, get back even.
Swung on, fouled up, probably ball two.
Might be maybe a little elevated.
But good for Mark to get that first strike, so 1-1 the count with two outs here.
Yeah, back even.
And probably too early to say, Coach, but this very well could be the ball game right here.
Yeah,
depending
on definitely.
What happens next inning, obviously. This is, no doubt, probably the biggest moment up to this point.
Yep.
1-1 the count to Scott. Taken high, ball two.
Like you said, this might be the ball game. You know, defensively, we got to tighten up and make sure we make the plays. You know, this Scott kid, God, he's just a sophomore, too. They've got some young kids that look good.
Ball three in the dirt. Good job by Kaska to keep it in front. But now at 3-1.
Yeah, you know where he's taking.
He's taking all the way here. Kaska walks out in front of home plate. Actually, he's going to come out to the mound to visit with Schroeder, as will shortstop Dustin Harbers will come to the mound.
Tough position to be in here. You're wet. You know, you're a little disgusted with yourself. Mark's got to calm himself down and come right at the kid. Throw him a couple strikes and get us out of this inning right here.
And temperature in Los Angeles, it's a nice 77 degrees with only 48% humidity.
Oh, great, Kevin. I'm glad you're feeling it out there.
Yeah, it was 77 degrees at 4:30 in the morning when I left this morning, Coach.
Come on, Mark. Come
right
at it. 3-1
the count. Heat index at 107. A little blooper.
Hustle. I don't know if that was a flip. What happened right there? I think actually Harbers just missed the ball. Riley Pro was in a great spot. Great
a little
spot.
Blooper right over the pitcher's mound and actually just fallen on by Riley Pro at second base to get the runner at second on attack. Otherwise, at least one run scores there.
Yeah.
Man, talk about being in the right place at the right time. That's about been the mantra for this Charger baseball team. But they survive without giving up a run in the top of the sixth. We go to the bottom of the sixth, Sheraton clinging to that one-run lead. It's Sheraton 11, Norwalk 10. You're listening to Charger Baseball on Thunder Country, KIIC. Don't you go anywhere.
This is Ann Kearns, mother of
Jill Kearns, owner of Piper's Old Fashioned Grocery and Candy Store on the northeast corner of the Sheraton Square since 1905.
We love Iowa, and being an Iowa business, we like to carry products from Iowa businesses, and we have quite a few.
We have had our two Iowa Potters for some time, Iron and Lace from Bettensport, and White Breast from Lacona.
The extra tux flavorings are very popular, and of course, my personal favorite salad dressing they make, country style, and they're cleaner, all made in Shenandoah.
I'd like to tell you about our newest. Two Sisters Pantry from Knoxville. Their mixes for dips, desserts, and breads are great.
So come by and check some of these out, as well as Iowa honey, barbecue sauces, pella bologna, and others. You will enjoy your visit, Piper's, on the northeast corner of the Sheraton Square.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader. Thunder Country, KIIC.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Wow.
Well, welcome back to Norwalk, where it gets crazier by the moment and by each degree that drops in our temperature here.
Yeah, geez.
Bottom half of the sixth, probably hoping this is Sheraton, hoping this is their last at bat. Dustin Harberts lifts one into left field, just a routine pop-up. Yeah. Left fielder had no idea where it was, lost it in the lights.
Yeah, from the minute it was hit, his hands were up in the air. He didn't see it at all off the bat, and we'll take it. Harberts standing a second, no outs with runner second.
And the Cameron Canoe steps in, gets a sign from Coach Schroeder, possibly a bunt situation to move him down to third, Coach.
I don't think so. I think we'd let Cameron swing away.
And a nice
call,
bunt, Coach,
and nobody covering first.
Nobody's at first base. Everybody's safe. Runners at the corners with no outs. The first baseman charged to field that.
Yep.
Nobody there. I don't know where the second baseman was, Coach.
He was lost. He was thinking, I'm not sure what he was thinking. Coach is sitting right there, didn't move two steps.
I don't know if he was trying to hold that runner on a second, but in that situation, you just got to know to concede the bunt. They're going to bunt. You're not trying to pick him off at second. He's not going anywhere. But, hey, we'll take the error again.
We'll
take advantage
it.
Of those errors. And Dalton Stites steps up.
Huge inning. This will be some great insurance run for the Chargers.
Stites on. And lifts
That's
one into the
That's
gap.
That's a base hit.
That's into the gap. One run will come in to score. Cameron Canoes on his way to third. Don't look for him. He possibly can turn and score here.
Oh.
He's held up at third. So runners at third and runners at third and second. Nobody out. Sheraton adds that insurance run to go up 12-10. Keep in mind, if you're just joining us, Sheraton trailed early in this game 10-4.
Yeah.
And didn't look alive, but boy, they've just fought back.
Yep. Great job fighting back, not giving up. Runners at second, third here. This could be potentially just a huge inning with Kask up again. We said this earlier, or I've said this earlier in the game a couple times, but Jacob, he watches a lot of pitches. I wish he'd be really aggressive right here with runners second, third, and get a good cut because it's all fastballs from this kid.
Jacob Kask steps in, runners at second and third, nobody out. A chance for Sheraton to blow this one up.
Ball one, clear outside.
So ahead in the count is Jacob Kaska, Katsurik, long stretch. And I'll be honest with you, Coach, he just looks like he's just throwing.
Yeah.
He's just playing catch right now.
He is. He's just rocking back and firing. We just need to get the bat out and get a good stroke here.
Katsurik looks at the runner at third, comes home. In there for strike one. Good job by Katsurik to fight back, battle back.
2-1 now. Kaska again. I just want this kid to be aggressive at the plate. He's got a great swing. He needs to unleash one right here.
Ball up and in. 3-1 is the count.
Riley Perot on deck for the Chargers. Still no outs. Runners at second and third. 3-1 count to Kaska. Strike two. Swing and a miss from Kaska. A nice pitch by Katsurik. A ball, fastball down. Full count here.
Hey, if you got a smartphone, take the Game Mobile. Just download the TuneIn app from your app store. Free of charge.
Line drive to center
field.
Line drive center field. It's going to score. Canoes from third, though. So Kaska does his job, scoring the run. Nice job by Jacob Kaska. It gets a good cut, hits a hard line drive straight to center. Cameron Canoes back to tag at third and scores the run. So the Chargers go up 13-10.
Adding extra insurance there. Thanks, Coach Meiser. I just want to let you know you can take the Game Mobile. Just download that TuneIn app from your app store. It's free of charge. And take this Charger team mobile with you. And we hope that you'll take a mobile Wednesday night. No, we don't hope you take a mobile. We hope you're here Wednesday night.
There you go.
Substate final game right here in Norwalk Wednesday night. I'm counting on being here. Coach Smizer, haven't asked
back?
You yet. But
Are you sure? Are you sure your brother wants us back?
Well,
not
that's...
you back, me back. I don't know. It's crazy. 1-0 to Pro.
And fouled back is Pro. Boy, the game is not over, Coach, but looking at the body language of Norwalk, there's no spring in their step. Their fans are, let's just be honest, they're dead. And it looks like most of their infield they want to take a shower.
Yeah, they're done. They're washed up. I'm not sure they have another kid to come in and pitch, Coach. I don't know. We'll see.
Well,
here.
Good point. Otherwise, you'd think he'd be out here. There's his first curveball from Katsurik. Looked pretty good to me.
Whatever.
Kat Zurich's been afraid to throw the deuce all night, but brought it there. Pretty good looking pitch
good
from
pitch.
Kat Zurich.
Good pitch.
And that fastball swung on down the right field line. This is going to be close. It's in foul territory. Right fielder comes over. It falls out of his glove.
Yeah, foul ball. Actually, great job. If you look at the field, Stites, he went back. He knew it was going to be a foul ball, and the kid was running to his left. Tags up and going to be a third there, but the kid did drop it. Nice base running there by Stites.
And the ball innocently out of the glove of the right fielder, who makes a great effort, but we've said it so many times, Coach. So, you know what? Fortune has to be on your side some seasons, and it's too early to say.
Yeah, definitely.
But the Chargers just seem to get one fortunate break after another. Katzerk's curveball taken for a ball, 3-2 here.
Full count here.
And Coach Weedman's just sitting. I think you're right. He's out of options at pitcher. I believe Katzerk will finish the ball game. Swan, that's popped up. That is a skyrocket to the moon.
Ball. That might be a major league fly ball.
And
number
21,
shortstop.
The Littleton, Marcus Littleton, who was knocked out of the game in the first inning without even retiring an out.
Yep.
That was their ace tonight.
Yeah, definitely. Two down here now for the Chargers. Hey, still a big run out there at second. I know we're up by three, but boy, one more doesn't look too bad. Hopefully get a base hit and should be trying to score automatic on a base here. Hit here.
Turner Trenary at the home plate. Runners. Runner at first. And go ahead and give us a text, 641-203-2624. As we head into that final inning, give us a text. Show your support for the Chargers. Let us know who you are, where you're at, where you're listening, and a word of encouragement for the boys in red and white.
2-0 here, looking for dead red. Fastball to hit hard.
Got away from Anderson, the catcher, so Stites runs down to third base. You know, Coach, with so many games, you score 10 runs, you got to think, we're pretty safe with 10 runs.
Yeah, definitely.
Not true with this Charger baseball team, who's just proven time and time again that they're very conscious at the plate. They don't swing at bad pitches, and they take advantage of all of the errors. Very good hitting ball team.
Definitely.
That one hit hard up the middle.
Base hit.
The runner comes home to score. 14-10 now is our score. Is Turner Trenary
staying
nice
hot?
Nice hit right up the middle.
Staying hot. Nice job by the Trenary, keeping his hands back, taking that ball right back up the middle, scoring another run for the Chargers.
Boy, and each runner that crosses home plate, just the sheer joy on their face. They're smiling. It's fun to see kids. They're high school kids, and they're having a blast right now.
There's another base hit.
Over the third baseman. Turner Trenary goes to second. Tyler Canoose down to first. And they're getting their licks in right now on Kat Zurich.
Definitely. Two down here. Just keep stringing them together. Another base hit, scores another run.
Austin Berlin now, the next batter.
Jake, Coach Schroeder's out talking to official. I don't know what he's doing. If he's going to get a pinch runner here, I'm not sure what he's doing.
And text after text now coming in.
Yes, he is going to get a...
You know who I am, Big T. Keep it going, Chargers. Yeah, I think that's a relative. I can't... I think it might be a relative. Boy, they got to stop harassing me on the radio. Garrett Moore. Garrett Moore is driving back to Cedar Falls. Chargers doing great work with the bats tonight. Thanks for listening,
Wingnut.
Garrett.
That's Wingnut. We call him Wingnut on the football team.
Love Garrett.
Wingnut's a good kid.
Text after text now. The Harden family, go Chargers, listening there in Sheridan.
Berlin,
hard one to shortstop. The throw over to second is overthrown.
Away.
Another run comes in to score. When it rains, it pours. Norwalk cannot get out of the last three innings.
It's looking good for red and white right here.
Oh, my goodness. 15-10 now the score. An easy force out to second.
Yeah.
And
actually, shortstop come up the ball early. Second baseman didn't get over to cover. So we'll take it.
Two outs. Runners at the corner. We're not done yet. Dylan Lundy up to bat. Again, send us those 10 flies. Let us know you're listening live. And give the Chargers that vote of confidence. 641-203-2624. That ball is driven high into left field.
Looks like left
fielder back.
This time.
and makes the catch and gets out of the inning, but not before the Chargers score four more. This is not a mistake. If you're listening earlier, it's 15-10. The Chargers have three outs to retire, and then they're on to Substate Final Wednesday night. The fans in the stands can feel it. I hope you can, too, if you're listening live. Get us those text messages, 641-203-2624. Chargers 15, Warriors 10. Things are looking pretty in Charger land. Come on back for the exciting conclusion of this Substate or District 13 final. You're listening to Charger Baseball on Thunder Country.
Kent Farm Management and Real Estate in Sheraton specializes in the marketing and management of agriculture land in South Central Iowa, as well as meeting the needs of people wishing to live in a friendly small town atmosphere. Their real estate agents are eager to show you their farm, residential, acreage, and commercial listings. Their experience in real estate and agriculture runs deep at Kent Farm Management and Real Estate in Sheraton. They look forward to working with you, whether that investment is your personal residence, private retreat, or good Iowa farmland. Let them share their love of rural Iowa with you and make your next investment a great one. Kent Farm Management and Real Estate in Sheraton.
Working for you makes the difference.
Community First Credit Union.
With all the services our members need.
Community First Credit Union.
People helping people, that's how it should be. We're member-owned and that's the key. Serving you to get the job done. Our doors are open to everyone. Putting the community first.
Community First Credit Union.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
Woo! I don't think I've gotten this, Coach Smizer. My text in teen language is blowing up.
Blowing up. Nice.
Ooh, Josh LaFollette, keep it going. The Sheltons are listening. Way to go, Chargers. We're proud of you from Tom and Luann Mosbach. So thank you again to all of you listening by radio. We hope that you can join us Wednesday. We're going to be a little proactive here, I guess, and maybe assume that we'll be back here on Wednesday night.
Okay.
And although we'd love for you to be listening to us live on Wednesday, we'd like it better if you'll show up here to Norwalk. It's going to be hot again, but...
Looks like we got pitching change, Coach. Tyler Canoose is a new Charger pitcher who started and threw most of the game last Friday night and did a tremendous job against Carlisle. So Canoose will come in and try to shut it down here in the seventh.
Just throw strikes, three up, three down. Don't worry about any runs early. Canoose first
nice
delivery in there for
ball.
Strike one. He threw brilliantly Friday night in the district opener against Carlisle. And quickly ahead in the count, 0-1. Here's Canoose's next delivery is up and in. This is Greenslade, one of the many pitchers tonight.
Yeah, back at the top of their order, so it is a little dangerous. Top five or six hitters here, but
you got to feel pretty comfortable though.
Yeah, definitely.
2-1 now. That one in and high.
Again, throw strikes. Don't give him those free passes and give him something to work with here.
And
strikes make him earn it.
You know. I probably shouldn't say what I was going to say. At least you're the home team if anything
major
goes wrong.
Don't be saying that.
Swan, strike two by Greenslade, so 2-2 the count. And very important just for Canoose to bear down now and get this one, get his first out of the inning.
And as soon as he strikes this kid out, I'm going to tell you a Larry Millage story.
Oh, boy. That was a hard hit off Riley Pro at second base. It's booted into right field. Greenslade's going to get on his horse and head into second. Standing up, just a hard play for Riley Pro to move. He's off Riley Pro's knee and heads into the corner in right field. Greenslade on his horse. Nice job of base running to get to second base.
Yep. Can't give up on the ball there. We got to come get it, the right fielder.
Way to come back, Chargers, from the Schilling family and Nora Sinclair. And apparently we have listeners that believe that Greenslade on at second base is actually a character from the Harry Potter movie. Boy, one of our listeners is a Harry Potter nerd.
Is that your brother again? He's got troubles.
We don't think he's a Harry Potter. I don't know. He could be.
Nice pitch by Canoose, jumping right back in there, 0-1. Just keep throwing strikes, make him hit the ball.
So 0-1 now to the batter, Dermody. Nobody out here in the top half.
Nice pitch.
of the seventh. Strike two to Dermody.
Just like he was doing Friday night, Casca's just sitting on the corner, probably not on the white, probably on the back black part of the plate, and he's just peppering it right there.
0-2, nothing good to hit here. Actually gives him a meatball.
Yeah.
Shows what we know. Casca rolling dice there. On the fast, Dermody.
Yeah, I like S and Jake come right back. Curveball, get up on top of that and break it to the outside. 0-2, no outs, runner at second. And there it is. That's okay. That's a great pitch in that spot, Coach.
Curveball to Dermody. Boy, if Casca could have hung on to it, it's probably a strike three call there. And we're getting word that there are a lot of Charger fans that actually went to Harry Potter tonight instead of the ball game. What are you people doing? Foul back to stay alive is Dermody.
Nice pitch again by Canoose. Just peppering that outside part, making the hitters take it to right field. 2-2.
Charger fans on their feet here. Runner at second, but he does not. He doesn't. We don't care about that. That's lifted high in
should
the center
right
field.
Stites.
Stites comes over, makes the catch for the first out. The runner will advance to third, but who really cares, Coach?
Nobody cares.
We don't care if he scores right now. We got one out. That's the important thing. That run does not count. That run doesn't even come close to counting.
And I'm going to go ahead and tell you some Larry Millage wisdom. Larry coached for years at Sheridan. It was my coach, you know. Ton of wins. He was there for I don't know how many years. He was there 40 something forever, but he always told me you get the first out of the inning, first batter, first out. If you got more than one run lead, game is over. So I'm liking our chances right here, Larry Millage.
Knock on wood. We'll hope that that rings true here with a 5-run lead. You've got to feel pretty safe. Cass Canoe's first delivery to the shortstop, Marcus Littleton, who let's be honest, he's had a rough night in the field and at the plate. Starting pitcher knocked out early. He had errors at second or third base. That one's grounded to shortstop.
Harvitz
comes up, throws over to first for the out.
Harvitz.
The run does come home to score, but again, 10 to 11, we don't care. We'll give you some points here.
15 to 11, Coach.
15 to 11, sorry.
Got to love that. Up by four here with two outs. And they got their big stick up. Zurich, but... doesn't matter. I'd throw him about three curveballs.
Well, really, I mean, he could just bear down and come at him here. If he hits a home run, he hits a home run. Yeah. Big deal.
There's a curveball.
First pitch to Kat Zurich is in the dirt, so I guess I'd rear back and come at him. But
good spot right there. Now I'd come right at him.
1-0 to Kat Zurich. Canoost from... He's actually from the stretch, isn't he?
Yeah,
there's nobody
he
on. Some
he
pitchers just
that.
Feel
yep, more,
comfortable.
Comfortable
coming from the stretch. Let's just hope he doesn't throw over to first.
Nobody
on here.
That's that ghost runner.
Nobody on here in the top of the seventh.
Two
the Chargers are not going to need the bottom of the seventh. Katsurik swings and, boy,
he might have crushed
eat
that.
Your words, Coach Smizer. Katsurik just hit his second home run of the night, unfortunately, for Norwalk. Doesn't really.
Boy, he can hit the baseball. Hit the laces off that tonight.
If I knew any, I've never even read Harry Potter, but if I knew anything about Harry Potter, I'd make a Harry Potter reference right now about that hit. Maybe somebody text me in a saying, he hit that ball all the way to, and then this is where you insert Harry Potter material. Somebody text me in 641-203-2624.
Are we still live at a baseball game? What is going on?
It's Harry Potter night at Norwalk. And first pitch swinging, that one's fouled
foul
away.
Ball, I think, yep, foul ball down the right field line.
Phillips, the center. I never thought I'd be at a sporting event. Actually bring up the two words, Harry Potter.
Yeah, really, it's Joe's fault. I think he started this. Go right at him here, Canoes. No balls, one strike, got two outs. Chargers still up 15-12, bottom of seven.
Charger fans still on the feet looking for that last out, hoping it's Phillips right here.
Good pitch.
Ball is in the dirt, taken for ball one, but like Coach Smizer said, great pitch.
Yep, it's a good spot for that. 90's come right back up and finish here with fastballs.
And we got our first reply in. Kat Zurich hit that one all the way to the Deathly Hollows, folks.
Oh, man.
Man.
I'm out of here. 2-1.
That's pretty good, though. You got to believe. That's pretty good. He hit that to Deathly Hollows. Swung on. That's fouled away.
Foul ball.
Strike two. 2-2 the count.
I feel good about this pitch. I think it might be a curveball. Get him out on his front foot. Just get a strikeout here to end it. That'd be about perfect for this night. And Chargers become district champs, huh?
Yeah, top of the fourth, it didn't look good. Trailing 10-4, the Chargers were in the Deathly Hallows, it seemed. But the Bats came alive, scoring 3, 4, and 4 in the next consecutive innings. That ball taken high by Phillips, so full count here with two outs. Again, no need to worry about that run.
Yep. Coming right at him. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs, bottom of 7. Boy, nice job at the plate. Phillips keeps fouling good pitches off.
And Gina Snook, the big Harry Potter fan, wants credit for that.
She's figure that out, going to get Snook more ice cream or what? A
couple more texts I won't read on air.
Foul.
But fouled away again.
It's all right. I'm right on it.
I'm sorry. These texts are hilarious.
Full count still. 2 outs. 1 pitch away here from Chargers being district champions.
Canoost rears back. 3-2. Swung on. Fouled away.
I think they're out of baseball.
Norwalk's trying to use their supply of baseballs for the 2011 summer. As we all know, you can't take those into the next year.
Oh, boy. Still 1 pitch away from district champs.
Swung on, ground ball, fouled down the third baseline.
Weedman with some nice hands down there, Coach Weedman.
So the Charger fans once again on their feet, clapping. Just ready to explode out of the dugout. Line popped
up. Come on,
up.
Riley Pro.
Riley Pro back to make the catch.
Yeah!
Makes the diving catch. What a way to end the district final game. Riley Pro's diving
nice
catch ends the game and ends Norwalk's season. Holy smokes. Fortune is definitely on the side of the boys from Red and White as their season continues. Ladies and gentlemen, don't you stay home on Wednesday night. Coach Meiser, thanks again for being here tonight. Had a lot of fun. Maybe we're delirious from the heat.
I don't know.
But what we do know is that the Chargers were absolutely delirious at the plate, exploding for 15 runs on 12 hits. Norwalk scores 12 on 11 hits, commits 3 costly errors. Norwalk's season ends. The number 7-ranked Chargers will go on to play in the sub-state final Wednesday night, to be determined against either Dallas Center.